This will be a day long remembered. Thursday, August.
Tomorrow's news today.
We are entering the 199th day of the Trump administration, and we have absolutely stupendously good news. Russia is set to meet in either the UAE or Saudi Arabia with President Trump. Vladimir Putin is set to have a peace summit with him, and the Kremlin has officially said that it is an acceptable offer from the United States, and they are ready to completely end the war, and they accept the U.S. offer. That is absolutely massive. That's what Russian state-run media is running, Kremlin official announcement by their foreign ministry. The two leaders have been talking a lot on the phone. The problem is, Zelensky said yesterday that he's not doing any ceasefire and he's not doing a deal. And NATO and what's called the Northern Group, an alliance within it led by Starmer in the UK and Merz of Germany and Macron of France, says they're not going to stop. Well, the U.S. funds 85% of it, and all the logistics and the telemetry and the satellites and the guidance systems of the U.S. So Trump's already turned a lot of that off. He turns it completely off, Russia will take the whole country. And I guarantee you the deal's good for Ukraine. We already know what the deal is. I'm going to give you a first look at that because I already know what Trump said he would accept. I know what the Russians said they would accept. So I'm going to give you an analysis of what I'm 99% sure. I mean, let's say this. There'll be a whole bunch of points, probably more than 20. I bet, say there's 25 points, I bet I'd nail 23 of them. Okay? Because I already know all the points. So you will get tomorrow's news today here. Just watch. And then after it all gets announced and you see what the deal is, whether it gets done or not, I've got the different negotiation points down in my head. But this is a giant leap towards peace. Put the live show headline up if we can. This is a big deal. Ukraine war ending. Watch live. Trump set to hold peace summit with Putin in 2 days. Russia says offer is acceptable. Plus, MSM baits Trump into his fourth Epstein 180 in just the last 35 days, claiming Epstein is a hoax and BS, triggering another Streisand effect. Yeah, it's just Trump got off of that and then said, yeah, release everything after Roger went up there for 7 days and met with him. And then the media baited them last night. Oh, there's a secret meeting tonight with the attorney general and the FBI director and the deputy director and the vice president. Of course, it wasn't true. CNN lying as usual. They all laugh at it, and Trump just reverts back to a month ago. It's all BS. It's all a hoax. You mean your involvement is? Yes, we've investigated it. They would have used it. I predicted they'd spike Melania as a hooker working for Epstein in there, and that came out, and now they've already admitted that's fake. I mean, I've called it all. Trump's MO would never be joining the globalist sex cult so they could control him. He's not even into that, but he would never do it. It's not his MO. Trump is a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. Plus, I'm not into 14-year-olds with braces. I'm into, you want to know what I'm into? Wonder Woman. That type. Marilyn Monroe. 1,000-horsepower women. Mature. Know what they're doing. Fire breathing. I want to be attacked. That's what real men want. You know, like wild animals. People like Bill Gates and all these creepazoids, like, they have power over. It's disgusting. I'm going to throw up. I know their psychology. So then why does he behave like this? By the way, I've seen a lot of women that are intimidating, but none of them intimidate me. Melania Trump in person is the most intimidating woman I've ever been around. I was just like, ugh. Like Chrissy, like, zzz. I mean, I was like, oh. So, like no other woman's ever intimidated me. Melania Trump's like, ugh. My knees are a little weak, huh? Yeah, that guy, he's throwing kids. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Has given them an offer that is acceptable. Putin is agreed to meet with Trump before his 10-day deadline ends, and that will be this Saturday or Sunday in the UAE or Saudi Arabia. Now, we're not out of the woods yet, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. It's not time to start sucking each other's peckers yet, excuse my French, because Ukraine is under Northern Alliance, Northern Group, that's the name of the NATO subgroup led by the UK, that is saying they're not going to give up. Well, I predict that if the U.S. doesn't change the deal, or the Russians don't try to change the deal, and they've already agreed to it, they're saying, we'll find out the deal is soon, I've got a very good idea, and I'll go over that, that Zelensky is going to be deposed. He'll be removed in a putsch or a coup by the United States. And you know the U.S. is already in control of its top generals and everybody else. The U.S. has been running this war, not just 85% of the funding, but all the logistics, the telemetry, the satellite, the missile guidance. The United States has been at war with Russia for 3.5 years. It's exactly 3.5 years, basically. So it'll be 3.5 years exactly, about 2 weeks. So if Trump gets this done, this is a spectacular win, a unbelievably historic victory. But we are not there yet. But the Russians, and I know their negotiations, I've been following it very closely, they would not say, the deal is acceptable, we're ready to make the deal, and you notice Trump and Putin weren't ever going to meet until they basically had already worked the deal out. So the deal is done. But Zelensky and the Northern Group that was formed when Trump was president-elect, and they openly said we're the coalition of the willing, they are going to sabotage this, and the Russians have put out intelligence, and so far they've been truthful in their intelligence, other than the lie that they weren't going to invade Ukraine. You remember I said in October, November, and December, and January, I said they will invade by late February. And suddenly I had Russian state-run TV. Oh, please, Mr. Jones, come on. Come to Russia. Talk to us. How do you know that? That's not true. And they'd have these, you know, big guys on the show. Oh, I'm here on the border with Ukraine. No, no, no. We're not invading, like 2 nights before they did. And I look at the top Russian. We have the clip somewhere. And I go, you're lying. You're about to invade. Oh, my feet is cutting. I have to go. But other than that, everything they've been saying is basically accurate. And Putin said, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take a buffer zone, about a third of the country, and secure Crimea with their Black Sea Fleet and all their oil and gas pipelines. And the Russians have said what they want, and Trump's basically giving them what they want. But Russia said months ago, when we almost had a deal, the United States can have Ukraine, and if the United States actually signs a deal with them on minerals, that's the real Marshall Plan to take control of it, and signs a deal with us to, you know, end the sanctions and let us run our oil and gas through that corridor, then we'll even sign a deal over a couple-year period to pull back to the Russian border, except for a tiny corridor going down from eastern Ukraine to their port there on the Black Sea, Crimea. And they said, we do not want NATO to ever have Ukraine join, and we want the United States to take control of the zone. And they said, you can have it. But we finally want an inked deal that you don't violate, like the 91 agreement, to stop NATO expansion. And Trump said, well, I can't stop NATO, what they're going to do, but we'll make this deal on Ukraine. So it'll also be in the deal that officially the U.S. stopped saying Russia invaded first and started the war. I mean, technically, Russia massively escalated 3.5 years ago. But Soros and Newland and all of them, were, I mean, for 20 years we're saying we're going to use Ukraine as the detonator, and 15 years ago overthrew it. And I mean, the West started all of this. And we would never put up with Russia all around our borders doing the same crap. So we're now entering, though, the maximum zone of danger right now, because we have a very upset EU, UK, globalist power block faction. There's a fight over the global Western control system. Trump's come in and taking control of the main dominant infrastructures and bureaucracies. And the EU has the worst financial numbers of any of the industrialized sectors, even worse than China, their debts, their demographics, all of it. And their business plan has been, for a decade, and officially the last few years, all the economic ministers of the main countries, all the defense ministers, all of them, have said our business plan is a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia that will finally bankrupt them. Whether it takes 20 or 30 years, we will then break Russia in 5 pieces. I mean, that's the commission members on the unelected EU commission have been saying that repeatedly the last 6 months. We played the clips. I mean, imagine if we were encircled by a global alliance and they're putting missiles on our borders, and then the leaders of it were unelected saying, we're going to fight them for 20 to 30 years and bankrupt them and then break up America in 5 pieces. We'd be like, the hell you are. And then you've had CIA-backed NATO groups blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, blowing up trains, blowing up air bases, blowing up the strategic bombers, part of their nuclear triad. I mean, just punching the bear in the nose, punching. 4,000 miles from the Ukraine-Russia border, you saw Operation Spiderweb blowing up all those bear bombers. So Russia has been extremely restrained. And I remember on 8/8/2008, I get up at 6 a.m. And even back then, I was more naive than I am now, because the lies were just getting bolder and bolder. And I turn on the television, and I go to my computer, and there's Drudge Report. Russia invades Georgia. That's right when the Olympics started in China that same day. And I went, wow. And so I'm reading all the news articles and didn't think to go check the Russian news. So by the time I get to the office a couple hours later, I start getting all the print-offs, and I go, wait a minute. It's in the Georgian news, in the Russian news, and other European news that Georgia, with 50-something thousand troops backed by NATO, attacked a zone that's been there for decades, a UN zone right on the border with Russia. This is a militarized zone, and blew up all these Russian bases right on the Russian border, and with artillery and tanks, you name it, and helicopters, and killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of troops in a middle-of-the-night sneak attack. And then the Russians knew it was coming and had battalions of tanks and troops and helicopters and came in the next day and destroyed that military, pushed them back, didn't take the capital, with Shestivili, who was a known CIA operative, that later came out. And the news was Russia has invaded Georgia. So I get on air and go, you know, guys, I even believe this for a few hours, but it's not true. And they had CNN. Jones is a Russian agent. He's run the hoax that Georgia attacked Russia. And it's the same way Ukraine got Russia baited into going into Ukraine, attacking right on the border of Russia for many years. So it's crazy. And so that's the level of this. And you saw NATO overthrow the election in Romania and arrest the winner. And then that backfired, and then somebody just as populist, you know, won, and now they're trying to hold that back. And then NATO's saying, we'll use Romania as the detonator, because it's part of NATO, to go to war with Russia. But back to Russian intelligence. I said it first, but I remember when the war started, I said, I bet Ukraine starts attacking those big nuclear reactors in eastern Ukraine and blaming Russia, because Russia had occupied them and kept the power on. And then Russia comes out and says, our intel is they're going to attack. And then they would attack with missiles and artillery. And then even the foreign inspectors in the UN were like, no, it's not the Russians attacking themselves. Why would they blow up reactors they're in control of? I mean, I just sit back and go, how will they false flag? And I said, I bet they shoot missiles into some neighboring countries, probably Poland. That's the main resupply zone on NATO. I'm on record. I said, I bet they fire missiles into Poland or some other bordering state and blame Russia. Sure as hell, a year later they did it, but the Poles had good missile defense, so they blew up the missiles before they hit the ground, so the tail numbers were still there because they didn't detonate fully. And the Poles go on TV immediately, and they said, no, this is Ukrainian missiles. And Zelensky's like, no, it is not. The Russia do it. Give me nuclear weapons. Attack them. We need to go to full war with Russia. They just shot the missile and blew up the grain facility and killed the farmers, the Cookie Monster said. So why am I saying all this now? Russia says they've gotten intel. This sounds exactly like what NATO would do. That they're going to start attacking NATO ships in the Black Sea and in other areas and blaming Russia and things like that. So what am I getting at? In the next 48 hours, remember the last time Witkoff was about to get a deal, they launched Operation Spiderweb, blowing up bridges, blowing up trains, blowing up air bases, blowing up nuclear bombers, flying hundreds of drones into Moscow, into hotels, and into the Kremlin. People go, why isn't that bigger news? Because it's just a blip in the Russian news. Tucker Carlson was there when they were hitting. He's like, there's drones blowing up in hotels. And everybody just go, no, they're not. Everything's fine. So not the hysteria that we would have over here. But because Russia knows what's going on. And they're just outproducing NATO with conventional munitions 3-1. And they don't have their 14, 15-year-olds, you know, playing Xbox and getting high on weaponized weed. I mean, there's some of that. But they put you in jail for life for it, so there's not much. They have an alcoholism problem. But, no, they've got millions of teenagers in the munition factories right now. And they're getting paid. But that's quite the education when you're 14 and you're making artillery shells and drone parts. So while we're over here trying to keep, you know, the government from teaching our boys their girls and our girls their boys and fighting to make sure they don't brainwash our kids secretly and take them away from us so they can chop them up. No, they're just over there teaching them to get married and have a bunch of kids. And after they work in the factory, they go to shooting training and hand-to-hand combat training. That's what the Chinese are doing, too. Of course, that's what we used to do, too. I mean, that was standard when my dad was a kid. The time he was 9 years old, every summer, they'd send him to a different family member in Louisiana or in Houston or wherever, and they'd just apprentice in a steel factory or apprentice in an oil refinery or apprentice on all sorts of stuff. That's just what you did, so you didn't end up with a soft, stupid moron. And I got sent around stuff, but not until I was about 12. But the point is, that's what we need in America. So this is a big deal, if you just tuned in. The U.S. has made an acceptable offer, and if the offer stays the same, Russia is accepting, so that's why Putin and Trump are set to meet. Sometime in the next 2 days, they say 2 days out, and they're looking at, you know, not really announcing where it's going to be for security reasons yet, but the word is UAE or Saudi Arabia. And so this is a big, big deal. And this is when the globalists who need this war to continue and the EU that needs it will set off a nuke and say Russia did it in Ukraine. Or have a big terror attack and say Russians have, you know, shot up some airport in Europe, or a truck bomb by Iran, supposedly, not really Iran, rolls into the White House. I mean, this is prime danger zone. We are in the danger zone right now. So we could basically cue the music for danger zone at this point. This should be white knuckle time. Everybody's head should be on a swivel right now, because if Trump gets this deal and we can shut this war down for the entire globalist strategy, it is curtains for them. Here we go. Essential to the U.S. strategy to contain China, to not drive Russia into China's arms, and to split the two off from each other. You want America first? You're getting it. That's why Trump just slapped giant tariffs on Modi for buying Russian oil. Trump's getting ready to sink his teeth in to the Russian bear's leg with a huge economic bear trap that is real sanctions if Russia doesn't sign on the dotted line. And Trump's saying you can take a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And he's telling NATO, we're going to pull your funding. And he's got it all lined up for Volodymyr Zelensky to be removed from office, and he'll be lucky if he can just sit out his days with the stolen billions in Miami. But I wouldn't want to be Zelensky, that gay prostitute comedian, when this is all over. Because it's one thing to be a puppet, but he really likes it. He really likes crushing even his loyal political opposition. He loves banning the Orthodox Church. He loves torturing people to death and American citizens like Gonzalo Lira. He's a real punk. So Xi Jinping is not too happy. You know, it came out China really wanted the U.S. to go to war with Iran. Because they could do the numbers. It would totally turn the world against us further. Distract us from doing a deal with Russia. And cross your fingers and say a prayer that Zelensky gets wise and gets out of the way with his NATO pals, all the effeminate Merz and Macron and Starmer, all the pedo protectors, definitely the case of Macron and Starmer, the thoroughbreds of it. Yeah, we had Candace Owens on yesterday, and I remembered, and I looked it up. He has a big, giant pro-pedophile book, big hardcover on his desk about how great pedophilia is. I mean, he does national addresses, Macron does, with a pedophile, basically NAMBLA encyclopedia on his desk. And you got Starmer, 15 years, the head CPS magistrate, totally protecting giant pedophile rings, the Islamic rings, all of it. I mean, this is a group of freakazoids, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to get back into this more. We've got so many other huge things to cover. Trump did it again. He's done 180s in the last 30-plus days since he went off the rails with that Justice Department memo saying Epstein killed himself and wasn't a human trafficker and there was no blackmail, and the Easter Bunny's real. And he's now done 180s four times. And you couldn't do a worse Streisand effect. It's in all the polls, and it's the polls I trust that are the most accurate. Rasmussen, the Democrat polls are even worse, but they skew them. Trump lost 5 points with his constituents, 14 points with independents. He gained a little bit of it back. And now I guarantee you his ridiculous statements that I'll show you when we come back yesterday is going to make it even worse. We get him to course correct. We get him to bring out Epstein was an FBI informant. We get the Republicans to start subpoenaing all the Democrat handlers that are on this like flies on you know what and white on rice. I mean, I know this case. Never any evidence of Trump anywhere around it. Even his detractors basically admit that. And then he acts guilty as sin. And then the total, you know, just people that want Trump to be a cult, they're like, you traitor, you're a Democrat. No, I cover what I believe is the most accurate facts. I didn't make him lose the poll numbers. I didn't freak out his base. I called it that morning. I said, this will be a disaster. Stop now. If it's been salted with crap, and I predicted that was what he would say, which obviously they control the files, that's true. Then just say whatever's there, release it, and discredit it like the Russiagate crap. Don't say, oh, no, it's all a hoax. You can say whatever they put in there is a hoax, but not Epstein's a hoax. And it's just pure as a driven snow. So that's all coming up. And I'm really trying to get Trump to stay on track here. This ain't a panic, kid. This is a putting the pressure on him. We'll be right back. Stay with me. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, theolicshowstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wasn't holding my breath in the last few days when they said they were close to a deal between Trump and Putin. And then Russia came out and said, yes, we're meeting in the next 2 days in the Middle East, and we find the deal acceptable. They wouldn't say that unless they've already basically made a deal. The question is, will elements of NATO, the Northern Group, as I said, and Zelensky and others, block this? And the last time, a few months ago, we were about to get a deal, they launched Operation Spiderweb. Trump is also winning big on the trade deals. The media keeps spinning it like he's not. We've got news on that. Also, big article exclusive to InfoWars. We actually broke this. First, Trump admin nixes giant wind farm approved last minute by Biden team. That's up on InfoWars.com. How long have I been telling you this for years? Scientists are programming at all the big AI companies, AI to lie and be evil and bad. And, of course, they've got a reason they're giving. Scientists want to prevent AI from going rogue by teaching it to be bad. And then in the article, oh, we've been teaching them all to be bad. I love that logic. Teaching it how to lie for the greater good, which then spins off more lies. I've been going deep on this, but with a bunch of new developments there. And then all over the country, to keep the illegal aliens here as a big magnet to suck them up here, not enough to have Biden saying, when I win, immediately surge the border. States like Massachusetts and others are giving $30,000 to each illegal alien to keep them there. Boy, that's nice. And, of course, it totally bankrupts the state. And they make the illegal aliens sign up, though, with these NGOs that siphon most of that money off. They don't really give most of it to them. And then, of course, they vote exactly how they tell them to and more. And then we will also get into Kennedy killing all the new mRNA shots and every corporate media outlet and all the different propagandists like Stephen Colbert flipping out saying we're all going to die because of Kennedy. But we've got a doctor, radiologist, oncologist, you name it, joining us to look at the real numbers on turbo cancer at 1:30 today and the facts and what we know about these shots. And Trump got asked about warp speed. He said, well, it was very historic how fast we did it, but we're moving on now to other diseases and other things that need to be dealt with, like the autism and the diabetes and the obesity. So that's as big of an apology as you're going to get from Trump. But I told you, they brought in RFK Jr. as his apology to everybody, because he'll never admit when he's wrong, to then start dismantling all of this. And it's happening. It's happening even quicker than I thought. So I got the deep dive on that. And then, of course, we've got the Democrats that have run off to Illinois and other states because they don't want redistricting here in Texas. It's happening in other states. The Democrats did write these districts and had fraudulent setups of it, and they've had fraudulent censuses and all the rest of it. So Trump's ordering a new census and redistricting, and they are in total panic, flip out, run for the hills mode. That's all coming up today and so much more. It's official. They found a giant underwater city discovered near resting place of Noah's Ark, where they said it rested, resembling Bible story. It's an incredible underground city, underwater city. I mean, it just gets more amazing by the minute. The footage is incredible. Looks like something out of an Atlantis movie. Stuff in the Bible just keeps being discovered. And the stuff Plato wrote about, where he said Troy was, they finally found a huge buried city. Almost everything Plato wrote about, they've now found. Almost everything the Bible writes about, they found. They haven't found Atlantis yet. Oh, it's real. This is not the first civilization around here, boys and girls. And that's why they took so many books out of the Bible. They're at the old Vatican. But that history and that truth is starting to come out. We'll get to that. Now, I want to get into Trump stepping in it. And you notice it was really bad to his poll numbers. It really pissed a lot of people off what he started doing. And they had that Justice Department memo put out about Epstein. Say, nothing to see here, like naked gun, move along, nothing to see here while the building's blowing up and burning behind you. And then he course corrected, and the polls started going back up. And they started releasing all this information tied to the Democrats. And he was an FBI informant, as I told you, not the CIA and Mossad. And then Trump gets baited by the media again. And it's just blood in the water, blood in the water. Every press conference, every press conference. And he thinks if he ridicules people and does that, the reporters are going to stop. No, they're not. Not just the corporate ones, but independent ones. So Trump is not stupid. So at this point, I am trying to figure out some weird trillion D chess. But I don't think that's what it is. I think he's pissed off by what he learned. They spiked in there, which I predicted that would be the issue, and that is. Now, I predicted what the spiking would be, and it's all starting to come out. Recycled BS. So why? Well, it's because my sources, I suppose it's before this fiasco happened, said don't expect any of it to come out. Roger Stone was one of them. Because the CIA and the FBI came to Trump and said, look, we're all implicated, not us, but the agencies. And you just got to, this will bring the country down. It's hundreds of corporate leaders, bankers, you name it. And it's just really bad. And it'll destroy the U.S. In the world's eyes. It'll cause a depression. And Trump went, I don't want to hear about it anymore. He didn't say, he's okay, thank you. And then, wink, wink. And then they turn around, the Democrats, and put the spike file in. So he is just pissed off. And he made the wrong decision. And you can say, well, we don't want a Great Depression. See, because when I war game these things, the fake conservatives and the fake liberals just want to act holier than thou. They take the clip out of Congress and go, look, Jones just said Trump did it for this and that's good. No, I didn't. That's why they show 5-second clips. I'm not so sure it would crash the stock market. I'm not so sure that that would be the case. No, I think it would create incredible optimism and excitement, and then we could really remove the deep state, and that's the main threat into the future, so that when Trump's gone in 3.5 years, this cancer doesn't just come back. And in my life, when I've done the right thing, even though it looks like it's going to cause all these problems, it always turns out better. And again, here's a microcosm, and I'm going to move on to the big news. The Jesuits, that's who did it, creating the global ecumenical movement, the National Council of Churches, International Council of Churches, all of it, with the Rockefeller Foundation and the rest of it in the last 120 years, they put homosexuals first in different parishes, priests, with liberal agendas, who would then recruit altar boys and others, and when they would get caught, they would have higher-level administrators that were in on it. They would just move into another parish and then get the rest of the church to cover it up for the greater good because it would bring down the church. But if you'd have just snipped it in the bud right away, it would have gone away. But they corrupt you, just like when they rolled out poison shots, getting the medical systems to go along with it. Then it comes out, it causes cancer and infertility and heart attacks and myocarditis. And now you've corrupted the medical system that went along with it. They're like, oh, God, we better cover this up. Kind of like in that meeting that came out 2 years after it happened in 2000. ABC News broke it back when they were half decent sometimes. And they got leaked the minutes of the FDA, CDC, HHS, NIH meeting, big board meeting. And they all agree. They're like, oh, my God, it's all causing autism and cancer and mass brain damage and the peanut allergies and everything else. We got to get all this out of the shots, but we got to cover it up, though, because it'll destroy confidence in the medical system. And then, of course, they didn't get it out. But those minutes were released. You can look that up. That's how Big Pharma corrupted them and put their own people in. And so the Jesuits put in the pedos. Then the church gets convinced to cover it up. This happened all over the world, Europe, Australia, Eastern Europe, Africa, everywhere. Same thing happened the last 30 years, the Boy Scouts. Remember handing out condoms to six-year-olds at their big Boy Scout Jubilee. And it just becomes a giant pedophile event. An underage sex event. And then now the Boy Scouts, it is literally rainbow flag pedo cult. And because at first they put their people in, the Scouts covered it up. I was flying back from Los Angeles about 10 years ago, and there was a lawyer sitting catty corner up from me, and I was reading his screen, and I was listening to him on the phone. We were stuck like 30 minutes before takeoff, He's like, yeah, it's a lot worse than we thought. Yeah, these rings totally took over, and it's going to bring down the scouts, and we're just going to have to come out with it and settle it. They shouldn't have got covered up in the last few decades. It's absolutely horrible. Yeah, we're going to make the deal and go ahead and start settling these, and it's going to be bankrupt forever, and it's so infiltrated and so full of these people, it's basically the scouts is over. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm back then, my eyes were still 2015, so they're like, not even, they're below 2020. They're like getting bad. I got glasses 2 years ago, and it just gave me a headache to wear them, but I mean, I could read perfectly. I mean, when I was a kid, I could see like ants on the ground and like their antennas. My eyes were like HD, like zzz, but not now. It's weird. But I was just reading, and I was seeing these settlement agreements, and like the whole flight was reading it. And of course, months later, it comes out in the news. So, and you'd think those lawyers would be more careful because he looked distinguished, but they're so used to idiots all around them. They think, oh, nobody knows what we're doing. And this guy was talking about how terrible it was and how horrible it was, but it's so sad. Let's just move on from that. That's what the whole Epstein thing's about. It's what all these cults are about. It's what all these takeover groups are about. It's how the corruption works. Now I'm going to go to this Trump trying to blow his feet off again and sink his agenda again for God knows why. I'm still trying to figure out in a moment where he's like, it's a hoax, it's BS, all that. But first, today is the last day. Today is the last day. Today is the last day to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, all of it. The very best Irish sea moss, the very best probiotics, prebiotics, the very best spike protein detox, so good for cardiovascular system in general. The very best formula. We took the top best-selling, top-rated formulas developed by scientists and doctors and cardiologists that have been out there for getting rid of the spike protein. Even if you haven't had the shot, it's in most people, and it comes back. But we took it and took the two top formulas, made sure it was safe, and integrated it in, so it's horse pills. It's a huge bottle. And you don't have to take it all the time. Like, take a bottle over a month, and then I would recommend twice a year you take it for detox. I've taken it. Because both from the engineered virus they released and the shots, it turns everybody in these factories, even if you haven't taken it, you know, there's all the shedding going on. And it's so rehabilitative for everybody. But even if you don't have the spike protein, this is amazing for your cardiovascular system and your whole body. It's like nitric boost, but even beyond that. Ultimate life force. You can buy one bottle and get one free right now. And that goes for the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters. It's just going to get cold soon. All of that is buy one, get one free. And on the clothes, a lot of them are loss leaders. If it's a small shirt, we make some money, buy one, get one free. But the markup's only like 50, 55% on the shirts. And when it's an XXXL or something, it costs more than, you know, half of what we sell the shirt for. So like an XXL, you get buy one, get one free, we're losing money. But it doesn't matter. We want to get the word out. We want to wake people up. Now, we don't lose money when you get the murdered out limited edition fundraiser shirt. If we put some markup on that, if you really want to support, that's there as well. That's limited edition. The tactical dagger's there. It's amazing with the amazing scabbard and more. It's very competitively priced, engraved with 1776 limited edition and my signature with a nice case. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. And today is the last day to buy one, get one free. When you're a VIP. And again, here's the catch. It's a good catch. Anybody that buys anything should be a VIP. It's $30 one time. You instantly get $40 store credit the second you click that you're a VIP. You can become a VIP, spend $40 in the store, get what you want, make 10 bucks, buy what you want, and then unsubscribe right there. But we don't want you to do that. We want you to commit a little to support. And then always get better deals on everything, special sales that only you get, and each month get $40. But we want you to be a VIP. Hence, buy one, already discounted, get another free if you're a VIP. Also, a lot of supplements sell out. Like turmeric, I just learned. I'm not mad, but nobody told me it's been sold out for a while. We have the strongest 95% curcuminoid with a whole bunch of other super concentrated systems for attacking inflammation, anti-cancer, just everything. Turmeric, so good. Raw 4% turmeric is in the average pill is great. Everybody knows that. This is 95%, okay? And then it's got concentrated ginger, concentrated Pepperdine. I mean, it's just, woo! The gummies are delicious. The pills are amazing. All of it. That's finally back in stock. And so now we can offer that to subscribers as well. Because that was not available for subscribers. It's so hard to keep in. Ultimate turmeric with ginger root and black pepper. Finally back in stock. Get it up to 50% off when you subscribe. You can cancel any time of subscription, but then you lock in 50% off every time you get it. And it is amazing. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, supports brain health. Anti-inflammatory, boosts immunity, supports cardiovascular health, antioxidant properties. You know, my dad's having open heart surgery and stuff. Hell, here in a few weeks. And his big cardiologist, one of the best in the state, said, take turmeric. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. Like my medical doctor told me 6 years ago, get on ultra methylene blue. Just make sure it's USP grade. So I ordered some off Amazon. Didn't really do anything. My wife likes it. We got this one from Big Lamb. I'm like, all right, we'll see. You know, I know it's good for your cells. We'll sell it. I take it. It's like, bang, 15 minutes later, ours is light years stronger than everybody else's. If you've already taken Methylene Blue and liked it, believe me, you'll love this. Buy one bottle, get one free of the capsules or the liquid. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I asked the crew, and I love them to death, a few weeks ago when this Sydney Sweeney thing broke, I said, can we make an AI joke about her, kind of with our T-shirts or something, about, you know, my jeans are great, but I really love this Gulf of America shirt at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You just have a joke. And I love the crew. They didn't get around to it. They're busy. But a listener said it's a really ridiculous one of me. So I love it. I want a hot chick talking about stuff and making a joke about I've got great jeans. And instead, you get me all beefcaked out, which I really don't like. I'm not complaining. It's funny, but it's just how fate works. It's pretty ridiculous. We're going to premiere it right now. Here it is.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this Methylene Blue. This Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
You know, I don't get the AI girl, but I get Meg's the real marathon champ. She's a great wife and a great mother, and she makes these great ads for us. We really appreciate it. But yeah, no, it really does work, folks. I only take it every 2 or 3 days because it's just, I get too happy and too calm. I take it every day. It's just amazing. All right, I'm going to stop plugging. We do need funds, though. Plus, these are great products. Look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just play what Trump said. And then I've got a big, deep dive on this. And I know what's going on now. And then that's how I've been able to predict where this would go and the different angles. And I figured it out. I think most of you figured it out. But when you see Trump saying, it's all a hoax, it's BS, you're idiots, it's because he's like that on other issues that aren't connected to him. And that's the Trump does not give an F that I've been telling you about the last year, even before he won, which is good. He doesn't care about the left and what they say and do. He doesn't get baited in as much. But he gets baited in by the Epstein thing because he's pissed off about it. And he knows it's a setup, what they left behind. So the right move is release all the stuff on them. And the BS on you. And the Republicans have subpoenaed all the top Democrats and all the former FBI heads and DOJ heads and attorney generals and going back to Bush, Alberto Gonzalez, right? That's when he first got arrested 20 years ago, Epstein. So that's a good thing. And Trump should have said, yeah, I've tried to get the grand juries to release it. The Democrat judges are blocking it. The Republicans have voted. They've subpoenaed the DOJ for everything. And they're going after, you know, all the people that were involved, like Bill Clinton and everybody else. That's great. So I've instructed him, as he said weeks ago, to do that. Instead, he goes back to what he said a month ago. You know, you're a panicking if you ask about this. No, Trump. Your surrogates all said they were going to bring out the Epstein stuff. They said it was 14 terabytes, all this stuff. You can't do 180. So this is the fourth time he's flip-flopped in the last 30-something days. And, again, a lot of those Trump supporters that, you know, say don't ask questions, you know, we're in a cult, we drink Kool-Aid with cyanide in it, that's not what I'm saying Trump is, that's what they want. They're all, you're a traitor, you keep bringing this up, it's hurting Trump. No, he's the one doing it. And I intend to not be a panicking and to be a holding the feet into the firing, to be a pressuring. Here's Trump in the Oval Office yesterday trying to talk about $600 billion Apple deal and getting pretty mad. Here it is.
President Vance hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation.
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think here's the man, right? Yeah.
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation, and I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax. It's put out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful 6 months in the history of our country, and that's just a way of trying to divert attention to something that's total bullshit. Okay? Yeah, please.
A new Gallup poll said
Trump goes on new Epstein rampage in response to the deep state trying to connect him to the Epstein firestorm. And we've got the Democrats are using like a laser pointer for cats. But still, we should understand the way he's handling it is the mother of all Streisand effects. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You're gonna do a Sieg Heil? You're gonna do a Heil Hitler?
To foster and impart the required principles of leadership and tradition.
Thank you. My heart goes out to you.
You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles?
We have AOC, we have Pocahontas, we have them all making this hand gesture.
We've got the plan, they've got the fear, and we will not relent to them. We will not bow down to them. We will keep fighting for a better future.
Thank you, Massachusetts, for the great honor of serving as your senator. Thank you, guys.
Roe v. Wade was enacted because we're not going back.
Das heißt ich.
We're not going back.
Definitely taking it to a higher level. I'd say his support is about up there, right around here. And we're over here, somewhere up there.
And the left is so deceptive that if I make a Roman salute, and the Romans did this too, and then thousands of years later, Mussolini did this. And so Hitler kind of copied Mussolini in the uniforms and the goose stepping and all of it. And so that's the salute. But forevermore, that's the Nazi salute. Now, I'm demonstrating it. People will take that and say Jones is making Hitler salutes. No, I'm demonstrating it. Like if I say UT football is hook 'em horns, and that doesn't always mean you're worshiping the devil. Actually, it goes back to Italy as well, as you ward off the devil with it. It's the opposite of that. You actually study where that comes from. But my enemies, both on the fake left and fake right, will now take those images, and they will say that I was heiling Hitler and worshiping the devil. No, it's all the intention. I don't think Elon Musk is a secret Nazi. I don't think Trump is a secret Nazi. But at a certain point, the way Musk did it, where he, you know, snapped to and all the rest of it. And, you know, it, like Dr. Strange, like, Mein Führer, I can walk. You know, like, boom, hits his chest and then salutes. But it is a classic human salute. It's like when I've raised my fist before at right-wing events, I saw in right-wing news articles like 25 years ago, Jones is really a communist. He's making a raised fist. No, the raised fist is an ancient symbol of resistance. And I know most of the audience knows that. You're probably like, we're not 5 years old, Alex. We know that. I know, but people take things out of context to deceive. And so they will take all that out of context. But I'm being honest. The Elon thing looks deliberate. I don't know about Trump. Let's roll the video with audio of Trump just 30 minutes ago.
What else, Mr. President, what do you want to build? What are you trying to build?
What?
Sir, do you approve...
You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles?
What?
Come on, Dad.
That was not intentional. He's saying missiles. That's a classic way to describe you're firing missiles is. So, and I'm not even defending Trump. That is my take. We can get Daniel List, our journalist, take on that. But this is going to be a new giant obvious fiasco, and then we start with the memes. Please get somebody in there to take Trump doing that and then put up AOC doing it, Elizabeth Warren, they've all done it, and then put on there, we're all Hitler now. Put it out immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more big action that just broke from the Justice Department showing they're going in the right direction on draining the deep state swamp. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
When I was thumbing from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950. Half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like a ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, Lord, can you make
folks cry? All right, let me tell you what's coming up. We got this big doctor on with the experts in the exploding cancers and poison shots at 1:30. Carl Serafin, for the incredible FBI whistleblower, who put major pressure on all these evil J6 leaders of the conspiracy against Trump and the American people that got brought in somehow. They all got fired in the last hour. So if everybody telling us, you need to stop bitching about the Justice Department, you need to trust Patel and Bongino. You need to trust Pam Bondi. Yeah, well, you know what Ronald Reagan said? Trust but verify. So, I want Cash Patel to deliver the goods. My enemies are Trump's enemies. They're trying to put me in prison, destroy my country, and start nuclear war. I want Bondi to be for real. But I'm going to call it like I see it. And as everybody's seeing, when we are a putting the feet into the firing, when we are a pressuring, not a panicking, we are getting our agenda a delivering. So I love the neocons and the left, the Israeli lobby. As soon as we all got upset, and most of you got upset about Iran and them trying to get us into full war, they just said, you need to be quiet. You're manga imposters and, all these people that were never Trumpers, I want you to take poison shots and we're for lockdowns. And who also, you know, supported getting rid of free speech, you know. They are the real Trump supporters, okay? Alex Jones, one of the first to endorse Trump. The guy that built the major Tea Party movement with Ron Paul on record. Mainline sociology textbooks. You need to shut up. You just fell off a turnip truck in town, buddy. Nobody knows who you are, okay? When Roger Stone was warning Trump, who's he? He's only known him 50 years as wingman. We're not going to listen to Trump's wingman and top political advisor for 50 years. We're not going to listen to Alex Jones. Who's he? Just 31 years on air in the trenches, paid the dues, got the battle scars to prove it, delivering the goods. This is a 9 trillion, quadrillion, gazillion chess run by JFK Jr. from a command base on the moon. Horse Pucky. We are in a tug of war over the Trump administration. And I'm not abandoning the Trump administration. And I'm not taking my ball and going home and crying to my mommy. I'm not taking my toys out of the sandbox. This is my sandbox. This is your sandbox. This is our country. And we put Trump in there to restore the Republic. He's doing a great job on almost every front. But when he's got 3 million people under him and all sorts of different operatives that do all this sideways crap, we are going to spotlight that big time, and you're spotlighting it, we're spotlighting it, and we're winning. So, three weeks ago, phones blow up, all hell breaks loose. We have lawyers on about it. They're involved in lawsuits against Pfizer and others. And we're like, we don't know what Kennedy's doing. We don't know why. He said he was banning these mRNA shots. They just approved two of them. And I said, I'm going to give him time. He needs to get on X and say what's happening. And I haven't seen him in a few days. Oh, he's on vacation. He came back early from vacation, fired all their asses, fired the whole board, fired the two bureaucrats that did it, and then just banned every damn mRNA shot in development 2 days ago. And the day before that, he banned all thimerosal in the regular vaccines that are real so-called vaccines. And that's huge. So you don't, every time something doesn't go our way, go, they're screwing us, Kennedy's a traitor, it's all over, run for the hills, oh my God, we're... No, this is a real revolution. We got a lot of our people in there, but we don't have full control. So we're in a fight, like in a battle on a ship. We got Trump elected. We've got rifle control of the ship. But a third or 40% of the ship is mutinous, so we got to have a fight with them. And then we're not going to hang them or make them walk the plank. We're just going to put them in the little dinghy and say, you just find your way home now. We're going to set your ass down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Bye-bye. You'll go get in your little boatie. You're the captain now. Bye-bye. Have fun. Good luck. I wouldn't land at any of these islands around here. They got head-hunting pygmies. So, there we are. Breaking bloodbath. Ooh, I like that headline. FBI fires former acting director Brian Driscoll. Senior officials involved in Jan 6 cases and Trump investigations. And you know who's been representing all these lawyers? You know what lawyers representing all the J6 FBI agents that have been targeted for investigation for before, during, and after? So we know the FBI ran the attacks with the CIA and others. Oh, the very same law firm suing me out of Connecticut is their law firm. Oh, that the FBI admits they went to and created the lawsuits. Oh. That's why the Justice Department contacted me about this months and months ago and said, and I said, man, isn't there bigger fish to fry than them persecuting me? And they're like, no, they got sloppy with you. So, yeah, they put in former acting director Driscoll, acting director in charge of Washington field office, Steve Jensen, and special agent Walter Giordana have all been fired. Walter Giordana hunted down Trump advisor Peter Navarro. And it goes on and on. So another delicious sign. And what did I say? Guys, look up the exact date. So 35, 36 days ago. How long ago was it on that Sunday night they leaked to Axios? Because nobody was willing to do it themselves. That I said it was administration doing it. That night, it's fake. It's not real. And I'm like, the next morning, I go, no, it's real. They were, all of them were scared to put their name on it. That's why it was unsigned. It was pure crap. Epstein, K. killed himself. He wasn't a human trafficker. There wasn't any blackmail. There were no accomplices. Oh, there was accomplices in federal prison for it. Ghislaine Maxwell. I said, no, it's Trump. I said, he's probably made a deal with the CIA and FBI because, you know, he was working for both of them, as well as Mossad, Epstein. And I said within a few days, I said, the fact that they double-crossed Trump when he said, okay, go ahead and sweep it under the rug, we don't want to crash the stock market. And I later learned that's what it was. That's what at least Trump told people. Let's just say, implied. He's very slick. And then they turned around and implicated him with no evidence. I said, oh, that just puts the cherry on top. That ensures he's going to indict all these people. And then Trump's walking around off Marine One the other day. When they go, sir, do you know about the DOJ and all these grand juries they've now impaneled for the first time? Not criminal referrals, the DOJ going to grand juries. When they do that, they're coming for an indictment. They're asking for one. And Trump goes, oh, no, I don't know anything about that. I told you I smell blood, blood in the water, blood on the streets, blood up to my ankles. There's blood on the street. It's up to my ankles. There's blood on the street. It's up to my knees. Down in the town of Chicago. So, very, very nice. And we spotlight them, and they go. So, a lot of shakeups going on. And I said, Trump needs to go with releasing all the different pockets of Epstein stuff. It's not like one file. It's all over the place. These court cases, all of it, grand juries, everything. And I said, watch, the Democrats are trying to block it. And now they're trying to block it all. And then Trump did what he did again yesterday. Not good. And it's a fourth. I learned about this last night at about, I got home about 7. I see it at about 5, but I had to go to a legal meeting at 5 to 7. And trying to shut us down next Wednesday. And I sat back, I read for about an hour, and I went, is this the third or fourth time he's totally, I went and looked it up. It's 4 times Trump's done a 180 on this. And you guys, you look it up. When did they put out the first memo from the DOJ? Did you guys look that up for me? Sunday, July 5th. I said 35 days. No, it was 33 days ago. My memory said 35, just wrong, 33. So in 33 days, he has done 180s 4 times. And again, Trump is very smart. And when he's wrong on things, he doesn't have the information, he gets up to speed quickly. So I've been up here saying this is not quadrillion D chess, but it is making all the Democrats demand everything be released, but now they're saying they don't want it. Now the Republicans are subpoenaing everybody, and it's hurt him in the polls, so I don't think he's consciously doing it. Then, and I've never seen any evidence of him there. You've got all at least 10 women that were admitted victims saying they never saw him at the island, never saw anything wrong. Reportedly, the grand jury stuff all says that. Then what was it? The Jane Does, his wife's a hooker, which she's not, works with Epstein, which she didn't. I predicted that a month ago. That came out in the last week. Now they've had to retract. I predict it was recycled. He got pissed. No, the CIA and FBI came to him. Because the FBI was in control of the domestic file. The CIA was running the operations with Mossad. Remember how many times I've told you, Epstein worked for the FBI too. I told you that like 15 years ago. Now that's been released 2 days ago. So again, I'm not trying to defend Trump. There's a lot of pieces here, but none of my great sources, none of the great brains, Kyle Servin doesn't think Trump's implicated. Nobody does. So why is he doing it? Well, I was told, and I'll just say it, it wasn't really off record. He just said, don't give us particulars. Roger told me 6 months ago, he said, you're never getting the Epstein stuff. And I said, why? He goes, well, I'm not going to give you the sources, but the CIA. And it's a deal with Israel. And you can imagine where that information comes from. And I'm just like, man, that's dangerous. I'm like, I don't morally agree with that, but then he better, you know, they're going to double cross. They're going to try to use, and he's like, I know. I said, you just watch. And he goes, no, you're always right. And he said, yeah. And Roger ran up there a few weeks ago and spent 7 days with him to get him educated on this stuff and said, you got to release it all. You got to do it. And Trump came out and did the right thing, and the subpoenas are going out, everything's happening, the Democrats are flipping, the judge is trying to block it. And then Trump's sitting there and gets hit with the question yesterday and goes back to the pissed off Trump. I posted a meme that shows different types of headaches, like migraine, stress, and, you know, maybe pull up the meme. And then one of them, you know, because there's different parts of the head, you know, the brain are associated with those headaches, where it's red here, red here, red there. Hypertension. And one is Trump talks about Epstein and the whole head's red. It's like, I don't agree with covering this up because it's so damaging. I'm honest to tell people that's what it appears to be and what I've been told from not just Stone. And then you've got to make the exact wrong move to put gasoline on the fire. Yeah, types of headaches, migraine, stress, hypertension, and Trump talking about Epstein. I mean, holy Toledo. But I remember, you know, when they appointed all these J6 captains that set the whole thing up, ran it, then the cover-up, the persecution. I'm like, we got to get them fired. This is terrible. You know, it looks like it's kind of the New York FBI mafia, as it's called in the Bureau. Looks like because, you know, both Bongino and Patel come out of there. That's what's happening. This is wrong. People are like, it's 5 trillion chests. Shut up. Of course, we're proving right now they're all fired. So again, I keep hyping this, not to say I'm right, to say you have power as constituents. You're smart with your congresspeople and your mayors and Trump. When you don't like something, and we're all basically in alignment on these issues, the public's educated, Trump supporters are, then exercise your power. If you're renting an apartment and you're paying rent and the air conditioner's broke, and you call and say, please fix my air conditioner, and they don't come for 2 days to do it, you go and say, you're taking $500 off my rent every day. It's not fixed. Or you're going to give me my deposit back and give me a month to move out of this rat hole. If you don't bitch about the air conditioning being broke, it ain't going to get fixed. If your 10-year-old isn't doing their homework and you don't take their allowance or, you know, they get smart mouth, whoop their ass, you're going to get a deadbeat on your hands. It is so fundamental. And the establishment Republicans want us to shut up about all these wars and about all of the bad stuff we see that's starting to happen. And most of the time when we get on Trump's ass, he finds out about what's happening and fixes it. Trump learned they got a bunch of J6 engineers at the FBI highest levels. Who the hell did that? And now Trump's snooping around. And I can guarantee you, whoever brought those guys in is in a lot of trouble. And I predict major shakeups in the next 6 months to a year at the FBI. He didn't want a diversion or distraction right now from his overall global agenda of peace and the economy and the border and rebooting America's confidence and breaking the spell of us having low morale. Demoralization. But I predict 2 out of 3 of the attorney general and the FBI director, I predict 2 of those 3 is gone by this time next year. Put it in the bank. Another Alex Jones prediction. So here is Trump flipping out. Here it is. Clip 14.
Vice President Pence hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation.
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think here's the man, right? Yeah.
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation, and I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax. It's put out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful 6 months in the history of our country, and that's just a way of trying to divert attention to something that's total bullshit. Okay? Yeah, please.
A new Gallup poll said...
All right, now, I like Andrew Schultz. We're friends, been on the show many times, and, you know, gone out to dinner and stuff. He's a really smart guy, one of my favorite comedians, especially when it's just impromptu. People ask him questions. He's the best. But he's a really smart guy, but all these other people, even talk show hosts, even reporters, they kind of guess what they think's going on. I have a long history of study. I have thousands of sources. I already pretty much figure stuff out. Then I call and check with trusted people that have the best track records of being accurate to see if I'm right. And usually I am. Then I augment my information. I'm a little bit wrong or wrong. So everybody's speculating, oh, has Trump been threatened by the CIA? And that's happened with past presidents. No, with Trump, it's not that. Trump's been threatened with the economy crashing to say, okay, the Epstein thing is a big disaster. It's too old. They've got other fish to fry. They've got other people they want to go after in current issues. They want to find the kids that are missing, which they are, that were brought in by Mayorkas. That's moving into the front burner. I mean, I've been told this by DOJ people before this scandal even broke. I'll stop there. So when you're hearing me say something, you're talking to somebody that is in the know. It's not like I'm somebody in an intelligence agency that gets fed intelligence. I'm lower-level intelligence. I don't work for an intelligence agency. I am the InfoWar. I am the private independent intelligence agency. And I write the analysis, okay, live on air and on the telephone with people. Comprende? It's like in The Prisoner. He's had his memory wiped for a reason he made, and he gets taken to the island, and then he says, who's number one? Who's in charge? And they go, you are number two. You are number one, number two. He only learns in the last episode that, oh, he had his memory wiped. He's actually, they're going, you're number one, but now you made yourself number two. They go, you were number one, now you're number two. And they're telling him, he gets madder and madder. They're like, sir, you are in charge. He goes, what psyop is this? They're like, sir, you are the boss. I'm not saying I am the boss. It's a metaphor for all of you being the boss. You have to see things, research things, make your own decisions about them. But you've got to do deep research understanding to have that. You can't just speculate and go, oh, I bet they threatened to kill him. No. They came to him and said, listen, we can take control of this. Use these files against the bad guys so they get out of the way. And it'll help the economy. It'll crash everything if you do this. So what do you want to do? And Trump goes, I don't want to hear any more about this. Go. I'll tell you later, which means, you know. But he never says it. And then we're telling him, dude, they're going to stab you in the back. Plus, it's the wrong thing to do. You're joining the conspiracy if you do this. Don't do it. Don't do it. And see, with me, you're going to get a real consigliore. You're going to get my real counsel. I'm not going to sit there and whisper little nothings like Grimer worm tongue in your ear. You're going to get what I really think. The Trump is, the people are, everybody is. I mean, without getting into it, folks, just so you know, okay, like obviously this is the real deal here. And it's not them even trying to butter me up. I've had all sorts of foreign governments, the Russians, you name it. Oh, we want you to meet with the head minister. We want you to meet with such and such. We want you to have dinner with such and such. I'm not going to say who. We're talking the top. They really want to consult with you on how to stop this and to understand what they can do. And that's because I'm seen as one of the top analysts in the world for wide spectrum analysis and information. So when you're getting all this up here and people go, God, it's complex. He jumps around. He says this. He says that. He wargames this. He wargames that. Because I don't have all the answers on all the issues. All I can do is tell you what I'm thinking instead of giving you simplistic crap. We'll be right back with more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm going to get to this Schultz clip and analyze it. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on here on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming. And when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature. and I'm a sinner, and I have my struggles, but I love God, and I love justice, and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck a Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to read a footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries weren't completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. Almost got killed, being carjacked, and Trump has personally reached out to Big Balls. The legend of Big Balls continues to grow. Oh, they're big, and they're bouncing. Remember the good old days of Doge?
Well, I'm upper, upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls. And they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls.
But we've got the best balls of them all.
These are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
$6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S. Big balls here.
Big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. So the legend of Big Balls grows. He saw a woman being carjacked and came to save her. And President Trump yesterday, in between flipping out over Epstein, saying it's all a hoax and it's BS, and creating a new Streisand effect we're about to get into in a moment, he just announced he will personally be calling Big Balls shortly following him being attacked by youths. But as we learn more about the story, he was saving a woman. Big Balls is a hero and absolutely deserves this. Trump also floated sitting in the National Guard of D.C. to quell crime. which is out of control because the Democrats run it. This needs to happen. I totally agree. Here's President Trump.
Considering taking over the D.C. police, is that an option on the table?
We're considering it, yeah, because the crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually, they were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital, and we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness, and it includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man, beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last. And I'm going to call him now. We wanted to give him a little recovery time. We just put a call into him. They're calling back in a little while. But he went through a bad situation, to put it mildly. And there's too much of it. We're gonna do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what, and that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're gonna beautify the city. We're gonna make it beautiful. And what a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else, we're not gonna let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
Yeah, Big Ball's family were defectors to the U.S., helped bring down a bunch of Russian spies. And then they also have one of my favorite chips. I didn't know this until I read about the news. I love Lesser Evil chips out of Connecticut. Not much comes out of Connecticut, but I guess those different onion ring type things that don't have a bunch of toxic garbage. I love Funyuns, but they're full of MSG, so they taste better than Funyuns. They're not a sponsor. They should be. I ate quite a bit of them. But side issue, he is a hero. He sees a woman getting carjacked. He goes and saves her. He gets beat up. And how many government employees, how many police, how many aides to Congress people, how many state reps in Maryland, all over the country? I mean, crime's bad. Our own reporter, Jamie White, got executed by guys that said they're part of La Reconquista, Get the Gringo, the black guy that shot him with him, bragged in a rap song how he killed the white guy. Shot him with a 9 in the neck. It's bad. And then you get the mayoral candidate. I mean, he's got the nomination in Minneapolis, so he'll win, just like the Islamic communist in New York, saying white people commit the most of crime, and they're the number one terror threat, and they're a scourge. Remember the video? And I'm not attacking black people in general, but it is a small percentage of black people, a small percentage, 14 to 25 of black males, that commit around 40-plus percent of the murders in this country. And, by the way, most of the people they do kill are other black people. And then you've got a disproportionate amount of Hispanic crime, not by the average Hispanic, but by a very small group of Hispanic gangbangers. And so when you talk about that, in a response to being told white people are committing epic amounts of violent crime, it's not true. Asians have the lowest crime rate than white people. I mean, it's known. And then we respond and say, hey, there's not an epidemic of white supremacist attacks. There's not an epidemic of whites. Remember when there was record levels of blacks 3-4 years ago attacking Asians in New York and other places? They ran headlines. The epidemic, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, of white on Asian crime. When we look at the numbers, it doesn't even really exist. I mean, go in some Asian grocery store, or, you know, gas station, say, have you been attacked by white people? No. We all know that's not true. So I don't come out and give these statistics out, on average 15 to 1 black on white crime, because I want to bash black people on average, because 95% of black people aren't committing any crimes. It's that 99-plus percent of whites aren't doing anything. So don't you blame me. Don't you make me bring up the statistics. I mean, here's a case point example, and I'll move on to the Trump stuff. Okay? Let's pull up his photo. Okay? Army Sergeant Cornelius Redford, 28, named as gunman who shot 5 soldiers at Fort Stewart, as chilling 911 call release. In fact, let's try to pull the call up. I forgot to tell you. Now, look. Probably went postal. Probably wasn't racially motivated. Here he is. But the point is, can you imagine if a white sergeant shot a bunch of people? It would be burning cities I mean, you saw what happened with George Floyd. So we have to point this out and say there's not an epidemic of white people doing stuff. I mean, are there whites going postal and kill people? Absolutely. But I didn't jump on this yesterday. I didn't even cover it yesterday. It came out, it's a black guy. I wanted to wait and see. Looks like he went postal. Probably wasn't even racially motivated. I'm not going to make it that, but it's a black guy. Now, what would have happened if it had been a white guy? They'd have put a Hitler mustache on him. Possibly white. Kind of like the guy shooting people in New York last week. They knew he wasn't white. Oh, possibly white. So this is what it's like to be a white person. Now, there are white people poisoning the food and water and shots, and it is mainly white people doing that, and it's the globalist death cult, and most of them are white. Oh, you got Tedros and others that are involved. So when it comes to serial killer eugenicists that are high IQ and like to kill with cover, it is white people. And, you know, I got to actually say, in a weird way, the mayor DeCamp, the incoming mayor, he'll win, the Somali, hates America and says he doesn't run for Somalia. Actually, he's right. The number one terror threat is white people. Not the average white person, but actually the poison shots, Albert Bourla and Fauci and all the rest of them, it's killed over 30 million people, according to insurance actuaries. So actually... actually, it's true. White people are the number one serial killer threat. But it's not the average white people. It's a couple hundred people like Bill Gates, who I'm on every day. You know the number one cause of death for black people in North America? It's called an abortion doctor. Over 50% of blacks never make it out of their mommy. About 20% of whites never make it out of mommy. Hispanics haven't really gotten on the bandwagon yet, so it's what, about 10% of Hispanics never make it out of mommy? Oh, but you don't hear the new Black Panther Party talking about who really kills the blacks. They don't talk about the poison shot makers. They don't, no. They want to tell you the average white guy fighting to make both ends meet just like you is out to get you. Because they want us fighting with each other. It's like the new South Park show. Christy Noem's out killing dogs and, you know, killing kids. Not happening. Just like Machete Kills, we now funded by Obama. Out, you know, Don Johnson out shooting pregnant Hispanic women. You know who's really shooting pregnant Hispanic women? The coyotes. And they're Hispanic. So stop framing white people when the statistics are clear. Stop blaming us. The white guy down the street isn't out to get you. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Albert Bourla are. Peter Daszak is. And we've been trying to get their asses arrested for a long time. Because you notice, no matter whether you're white, brown, or black, whether you're Asian, doesn't matter, they're trying to hit every damn one of us with the poison shots. Just like Islam said. In fact, I didn't air that. I aired the raw footage, but McBreen made a nice little promo with the actual documents he's talking about. Maybe you can find that. Because, see, if they can get us all divided against each other, they can win. But we're all getting chemtrailed. We're all getting hit with fluoride. We're all getting hit with poison shots. We're all getting hit with 5G. They're coming after all our sons' penises and all our daughters' breasts. And so the way to stop this is for white people to stop bowing down when Soros runs Black Lives Matter and says bow down to white, to black people. He's saying bow down to my agenda of globalism and communism and transgenderism for black men. You're not helping black people when you bow down to the left saying they represent them. You got to have respect for yourself no matter what color you are. You got to know your history. You got to know who your enemy is. I want to unify people against the globalists. And that's why I'm their number one enemy. Because you can cover the truth, but if you use it to divide, they still win. But not if you use it to unify against them. And that's the rest of the story. Here's Israel Islam.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote.
It was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are diehard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They say these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us. Their government, black folks waking up, they're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Well, he's been vindicated again. Kyle Serafin, the number one FBI whistleblower in modern history, with so many other heroes like O'Boyle and others, on the first day of the administration, said on X, we have a vetting crisis of who they're bringing into the FBI. We can put that X post up on screen. And he specifically spotlighted the Jan 6 ringleaders before, during, and after, and then persecuted all these innocent people, the little old ladies being led in between the velvet robes. And boy, they tried to get him indicted. They went to Senator Grassley and said, this guy can't be trusted, and Grassley rejected it. They never hired O'Boyle back, that exposed all the stuff Obama and then Biden were doing, targeting the Catholics and the parents at school boards, saying we don't want transgenderism and DEI taught, and our girls getting raped in the bathrooms by boys that say they're girls. And now he's vindicated, and it shows a good turn. Trump administration forces out FBI officials, the very people that Serafin exposed. And he was hammering them this week because they're so scared of good people like Serafin exposing. Vetting crisis continues. You talk about finger on the pulse. We'll get the latest on this with Kyle Serafin, now popular podcaster and journalist and analyst, and look at Epstein and his latest inside baseball on that, and Trump doing another bizarre 180 yesterday. We're going to look at Epstein. We're not going to look at Epstein. It's a hoax. Nothing there. Now we're going to look at it. Now we're not going to. Oh, my God, it's BS. Don't look at it. It's a hoax. I mean, Streisand of Streisand. Kyle Serafin, we're going to break here in a few minutes. I know it doesn't feel good to be vindicated, but it's got to feel good to have these top guys out. What is the analysis on this?
Alex, you know I'm not one to kind of toot my own horn, and I actually tend to underplay what I think I know about going on in the Bureau. What I heard was is that Kash Patel was watching one of the podcasts that I did earlier this week and one of them from last week and was screaming expletives, and that resulted in the removal of this guy, Brian Driscoll. The story is, and I can give you the long-form version a little bit later, but essentially Kash said he wanted that pilot that I highlighted on Monday on X, got a viral post with about 3 million views, and we showed that Chris Meyer, who was the case agent on the Mar-a-Lago case against President Trump, so that resulted in the search warrant. Apparently, Kash asked for that pilot to be removed. Driscoll is the guy who was the former acting director of the FBI when Kash came in. He was the number one guy. He got moved into a cush spot where he was in charge of what's called CIRG, the Critical Incident Response Unit, which handles FBI tactical, all of FBI surveillance, and it also happens to have the fleet of FBI planes and jets. And so that means the pilots answer to him at the top level. He was asked to get rid of this pilot. Driscoll said, no, that can't be done. He's a combat veteran. He's an American patriot. He actually didn't want to do the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and all that stuff was problematic. And Kash told him to do it anyway. And then my sources tell me that about 2 hours later, Driscoll got an email saying that you're going to be removed effectively on Friday at the end of this week.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself because you called me over a week ago and said, would you like to break this week all this stuff with this pilot and being the Mar-a-Lago people and all this? And I said, yes. And then I've had family issues, family health issues. I was dealing with family, my dad and stuff. And then I said, yeah, let's do Monday. And then I've been so busy, I forgot you broke all this. And so this is kind of like we're having our own private discussion right now. We'll unpack all this. But wow, like you say, you don't usually toot your horn because who wants to get indicted if we piss these people off? But we have a responsibility. And maybe I subconsciously, I said I wanted the story, but maybe I subconsciously didn't push it because like, oh my God, let's explain why Patel flipped out when we come back. Cause this is, people are like, what's he talking about? How does a pilot have to do with all these J6, you know, ring race being fired? Cause it's not just one, it's three of them. We'll explain it all with Kyle Serafin, who is really putting his neck out there on all of this. So I just realized when you started saying, oh wow, I dropped the ball. It doesn't matter. We're going to carry the ball now. It's okay if you fumble, if you still win the overall downs. All right. Hour number three, straight ahead, back in 2 minutes with top FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber and cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Sarah Favone, invite him back up tomorrow if he can for a full hour. Kyle brought me this story over a week ago. We're going to do it Friday. They said, well, I got more information. I'm going to wait till Monday. And then he was texting me. I didn't get back with him. And then this morning I see they fired these top J6, I would call them conspirators, from the deep state at every level of it. And then I go, call Kyle. He's been calling for this since the day one of the administration. Getting a lot of heat for it, and then he goes on air and reminds me, no, it's the pilot. It's the guy that raided Mar-a-Lago. It's all of it. And he goes, I don't want to toot my horn. Yeah, because you don't want to toot your horn on this stuff, folks. Embarrassing the FBI, even if you save the country, almost always down the road, they throw your ass in jail. They've already tried to indict Kyle for this, for exposing all this stuff before. They're trying to get me. I just have a job to do. So when we tell you this is dangerous, and then it kind of hit me. I'd forgotten the dots that were being connected. So just go slow. I'm going to shut up now. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Maybe we can push the next guest back a little bit. But just walk, because you're worse than I am. And I mean that in a good way. Your brain works so quick that there's so many. Just go slow and start at the beginning here, because this is a big deal. I think this is the biggest thing you've ever broken, and you've broken a lot of big stuff. And I also think it's the most dangerous. Kyle Serafin.
All right, so here's the deal. There's a man named Brian Driscoll who reportedly is being fired by the FBI as of tomorrow, or he's going to be forced into retirement. Brian Driscoll was tapped kind of unexpectedly, and apparently it was an actual accident when the Trump administration took over on January 20th. He was moved into the position of what's called acting director. So he went from being kind of a smaller official in the bureau, he went to the number one guy, and apparently he was supposed to be the number two guy. They accidentally moved him into his place, and so he took over. Brian Driscoll, apparently by all accounts, is an honorable person. He worked on HRT. He spent time as an HRT operator and a team leader. He was in charge as a section chief of the Critical Incident Response Group, which is HRT and the other tactical sections. And during his leadership, we're told by people none other than like Don Jr., that Mar-a-Lago was raided not just by the FBI SWAT team in Miami, but also by the FBI's Tier 1 SWAT team, which is called the Hostage Rescue Group. The team that Driscoll used to be a member of, was a team leader of, and then was the commander of. They actually used the term commander like a military thing. So he was the number one in the FBI before Kash Patel was confirmed, and he had about a month in there. A couple of things that are really relevant. He immediately showed some signs of loyalty to the FBI and not to what was sort of the American people's mandate, because he refused to hand over a bunch of names of the folks that investigated January Sixers. People will remember this. It resulted in some lawfare. Guys like Norm Eisen, whose name I forgot the other day when I was talking, Mark Zaid was involved, and they're representing the FBI Agents Association, suing the FBI, saying we don't want those names given over to the DOJ. Brian Driscoll was the guy at the front of it. And he became kind of a folk hero in the FBI because of that, because he stood on principle, which is not a bad thing. I don't have any personal animus against Mr. Driscoll. Never worked with him. People I know said he was a good guy, so all that's out there. They started making challenge coins. What would the Driz do? That's his nickname, the Driz. You know, all these kind of things. They started kind of creating this legend of this man who stood up to the Trump administration. So he immediately became a figure of, like, quote-unquote, resistance to these folks. As of today, we're hearing that he's being forced out. And the reason that came out is because, as I told you on the weekend or over the weekend, on Friday, I spoke to someone who's a member of the Trump administration. I'll be nebulous here so we don't get anybody in trouble. And I shared that we were going to break news, and I had done it on my podcast, that a guy named Chris Meyer, who is a pilot and an Air Force veteran, I think. He might be a Navy veteran, but my information's a little sketchy. He was a pilot that is now flying the FBI director's jet. But before he flew the FBI director's jet, he was in a different position at a criminal squad at the NVRA, which is the FBI Washington Field Office satellite office out in Manassas. And he ran the criminal case that helped Jack Smith and resulted in the search warrant that went to Mar-a-Lago. So that's the setup for what we're talking about. A pilot who helped raid Mar-a-Lago, who ran that case, who now is flying the FBI director's jet. We exposed it, and now the guy who is his boss's boss is apparently fired.
All right, this is incredible, and you broke all this. This is just incredible. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, theolicshowstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Journalist and former FBI counterterrorism agent Kyle Serafin is our guest on X at Kyle Serafin. And of course, you can find him at KyleSerafin.com. Kyle, I'm a pretty smart guy, and this is not convoluted, but it's complex. And the story began to develop. You know, sometime last week, you contacted me. You want to break this big thing about the pilot being in the Mar-a-Lago raid and, you know, the private, you know, $70 million jet for Cash Patel. And then it ties into this, it ties into that, it ties into, and then later you're like, well, let's do it Monday. And I'm like, sure. And then I'm, well, let's talk so I can get more. And then we both get busy and we don't talk. And then I don't get you on Monday. And then now I'm understanding as we're on air that this is tied to the big J6 overlords before J6, during J6, persecution after J6. And three of these big dogs getting fired. And then you're saying, from your sources in the FBI, Cash Patel is literally screaming, yelling, you know, saying F Kyle Serafin last week. And from the sources, Trump learns, wait a minute, we got a J6 ringwraith or field marshal, the field marshal in a high position, and the pilot flying the FBI director around was heavily involved in raiding my wife's underwear drawer. So again, this isn't, I'm not trying to attack Cash Patel, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is Cash Patel, maybe didn't know about this, but regardless, he's pissed off finally firing these people because when he gave the order to fire the pilot, because Trump knew about that and was pissed, they weren't smart enough to do what he said. Is that an accurate breakdown?
I'm not confident that I can tie Donald Trump's knowledge of this. What I can say is that people inside the Bureau have reported that Cash Patel was listening to me explain this, was sick of getting beat up on X about it and social media, which does tell you the power of social media, as much as I'd love to downplay it. The fact that people read what I have to say and then start agitating and people in the administration are upset. Cash Patel, I don't think knew this, but found out that the guy that's been flying his jet for the last 7 months was the case agent on the Mar-a-Lago case that resulted in the search warrant going through, as you said, Melania's underwear drawer. So that's got to be really frustrating to find out that you don't even know who your own people are. And this is kind of the reason why I pitched the services of myself and Gerardo Boyle and Steve Friend and some of the other former FBI guys out there that said, look, we don't care whether the FBI survives. What we care about is that the American people don't deal with weaponization. And we've got a lot of sources and information and people come to us. So what you're seeing is that I put out a thread. This is just like basically simple reporting. I do it. I'm not a journalist by trade. I'm an investigator in a criminal way. And I was a paramedic. So I know how to write a report. And what I'm doing is showing you the evidence. The evidence shows that a guy named Christopher Meyer, who used to work out in Manassas for the FBI and ran the case on Mar-a-Lago, he worked with another guy named Walter Gardena, who actually was involved in the arrest of Peter Navarro. So that ties in another current Trump administration official. Those guys, substantiated by a police report that I found of a person named Harrison Floyd, who was in charge of Black Voices for Trump. And they actually had him arrested when they served a subpoena in the Fulton County case. This is all related to Jack Smith. These are the guys that were actually doing the work of the investigation on behalf of Jack Smith, as far as I can piece it together.
Yes, yeah, so these are Jack Smith's henchmen.
Correct, exactly. And
well,
so you've got Chris Meyer.
Patel wouldn't be upset unless Trump learned of this, or Navarro did, or he thought they would learn of it.
I think that's a fair speculation. Like I say, I can't substantiate it, so I'm sticking with what I know, but I don't think you're wrong. What we do know is that the guys came in, the new ones, so this is Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, et cetera, the new sort of administration came in and took over. They moved Brian Driscoll into a favorable position, doing something that he used to do. He was in charge at the highest level assistant director over that old program, CERG, where they have the pilots, where they have the tactical teams and so on. And then you've got them flying this. So what they did is they came through and they shut down the squad, the entire squad that used to be in existence out in Manassas, Virginia, that was doing Jack Smith's work, was disbanded. Now, I don't know if those people were fired or not, but my guess is they were probably just reassigned somewhere in the Bureau, which is fine. They no longer have what's called CR-15, which was the Criminal Squad 15 out of the Washington field office. The crazy thing, though, is Chris Meyer, who was the case agent on that Mar-a-Lago case, probably got wind that it wasn't going to go his way when the new administration came in. So he quietly put in for a transfer, and he transferred to the other thing you can do out in Manassas working for the FBI. He happened to be a commercial pilot based on his military service, and he was able to get in and fly the director's jet. So you now got a guy.
Then let's just understand the FBI. This guy's a, you know, war vet, spooked out, head of the Austin Rescue Team. Those guys are all like Delta Force types. Magically, he's assigned to the FBI director. Come on, you don't think that happened by accident?
I don't think it happened. Also, you know, to be a pilot, you actually have to have that skill set in advance. So, like, you know, there is that. But at the end of the day, this guy saw an exit, and the story goes is that
I mean, the deep state always wants to keep the Praetorian close to the so-called bosses.
So what I'm told, even funnier than that, since you're keying in on it, is that when Brian Driscoll was telling Kash Patel that you can't fire this guy, he also brought up, do you really want to fire a guy who's been sitting on the jet for the last 7 months, listening to all your conversations, flying to the UFC events, hanging out, you know, going to places where your girlfriend was.
Oh, my God. Who threatened the FBI director? This is incredible. And I know you don't make stuff up. You showed me all the stuff.
I don't. This is Brian Driscoll. This is Brian Driscoll, who was apparently just told he's done on Friday. So Brian Driscoll, who was the number one at the FBI before Kash Patel got there, mentioned to Kash Patel today, I'm told, that you can't get rid of a guy who's been listening to your conversations for the last 7 months. You can't do that. Plus, he's a war veteran and so on. So
that guy's got big balls, man.
Huge balls, no doubt about it, because this is the same guy that apparently told the Trump administration as they were coming in, maybe the chief of staff or maybe it was just the deputy attorney general, if you want to get these J6 lists, this happened in January of 2025, like right when they came into office, he apparently said, if you want to come over here and fire me, then come fire me.
By the way, you know the law firm with the FBI that ran the lawsuits against me is the main law firm now for the FBI agents on J6.
Yeah, these are all the same people. This is the lawfare organization that's decided to resist against Donald Trump. They'll represent anybody that goes against the sort of the interests of what I would say the people. The administration seems kind of piecemeal. There's people in the administration that are doing a good job. I think there's some people that are clearly not doing a good job. And then there's some people that are just happy to be there. So they're just going
to
go along.
Well, so Brian Driscoll was the number one. But just the backdrop. And Daria, I know the doctor's waiting. Can you push him to the, we'll do the whole third hour with him, fourth hour. This is too important. Look, Kyle, you're so smart. I mean, everybody knows it's true that a lot of this goes over people's heads. I'm having trouble tracking it all. Give us a big boil down gestalt first about this, because the big enchilada is three top Jan 6 ring rays involved before, during, after the persecution. They're finally fired. You, since day one, I showed the tweets, are saying this is a problem, vetting process, red alert. I mean, okay, they tried to persecute you, tried to get Senator Grassley to go after you. They tried to indict you. You've gotten those documents now, and you're still fighting. Undeterred by that, actually encourages you. You're just like me. It's not we're looking for trouble. We just can't help it. Can't run away from a fight. We're doing the right thing. And then now you get the mother load of all this, and now it's all coming together, and now you're talking to high-level White House. Boy, the FBI's got to be, the bad guys the FBI have got to be shitting their britches right now.
I assume that they are. So there's the picture. Your folks are doing a great job pulling that. That's the challenge coin that was sent out to FBI employees. They could buy it. What would Driscoll do? What would the Driz do? And apparently they attribute this statement, if you want to come get rid of me, you know, come fire me. So here he is. He's been made a folk hero. Driscoll was the number one on January 20th. He was the acting director of the FBI. So he's a player. He was the hostage rescue team supreme commander, the highest commander inside that organization. When Mar-a-Lago was raided, and apparently he was the one that, you know, allowed those guys to go down and do that. And that's, again, that's coming from like,
oh my God,
Donald Trump Jr.
Implying he's the president. Like, look at the seditiousness of this. They're acting like,
isn't that wild?
Well, what they're saying is, see, you notice I keyed on it. You sent me, I guess it was like last Saturday, you sent me just a post, and I didn't even watch the video, and you said, what do you take from this? And it was Bongino making a statement I've heard over and over again. I go, I keep seeing this statement from them. The same PR guy must be writing it. And I said, who is the PR guy? And he goes, you said, yeah, you nailed it. We don't know who it is writing the script. But it shows like this is just, you see these patterns. And now that is so obvious. They show this guy who just got fired by you spotlighting it. Not trying to be mean. You just spotlight it. It's your job. Literally as if he's the president.
Yes.
What the hell is the message of that? Like the FBI is, we run this.
Look, the FBI, yes, the FBI runs the director. That's what I've been trying to tell people since the beginning. This is something I tried to tell Cash Patel and have him understand.
That's the Oval Office.
That's the Resolute Desk. Yep. That's what we're showing.
They're saying we run the country.
The FBI is making some, you know, whether they knew that far when they made this, I can't say it, but we're looking at it. Let the people make their own decisions. That's what I do. I present information and evidence.
Well, if I put out a coin about me at the Oval Office desk, I mean that.
You'd be making a statement, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, so here's Brian Driscoll. At that time, he was the number one in the FBI, the acting director. And so the four people that we've had removed that we're told, based on the reporting from the New York Times, now CNN and Fox News, is that four people have been removed. The pilot is something that I'm hearing is happening. Whether that happens or not is another story. A guy named Walter Giordano, like I said, he was one of the people that arrested Peter Navarro. And then the two high-level people are Stephen J6 Jensen and Peter and Brian Driscoll. Driscoll, the former number one, Jensen, whose face is also on the screen right there, is the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office. That's the top guy working the actual field cases in Washington, D.C.
He's an administrator. J6 ringleader, right?
He was the section chief for the domestic terrorism operations section, which declared that J6ers were in fact terrorists and they treated him as such. Now, for your audience to understand why that's such a big deal, when you are under a terrorist investigation, you don't need criminal process. In other words, you don't have to have
precedent to say all of MAGA was terrorists, which the Democrats said they wanted.
Not only that, we found out since, and this may actually get exposed soon in actual writing, but we've been told that everybody that refused the vaccine inside the federal government was trying to be smeared with J6ers and therefore as domestic terrorists. So these leaps are really wild. These happened under the Biden administration, but if you don't fix them under your administration, you're equally complicit.
First it was J6 connection, then it was not taking shots. It was all these litmus tests for purging. And I've read and heard, and I think you even told me this, but a bunch of other FBIs told me, if you were a leftist, you didn't get pressure to take the shot, but if you were a patriot, you did.
I can't substantiate that one either, but yeah, that makes perfect sense because they were looking for a very specific people. Look, all the guys that I know that got removed from the Bureau are Christian. Many of them are military veterans and they were all unvaccinated and they all decided to bring things forward probably because they answer to a higher power than the government. So the four people again is this guy, Stephen Jensen, who I've referred to as a J6 warlord. He's the guy who called them terrorists. And you know, my answer is I don't think they knew who he was, but once they made that bad decision and guys like me called it out because I know what a section chief is and I know what a section chief does because I worked in the FBI, they had two choices. They could have gone like, holy crap, we've made a mistake. We need to get rid of this guy, or you can double down. And what they did is they doubled down. This happened in February. I sent your folks some videos. There's a video of Julie Kelly. She went on Steve Bannon's program and just basically excused this. And the answer that why they promoted him was you need someone to know where the bodies are buried inside the FBI. First of all, I can help you with that. Second of all, if that was the case, you'd put Chris Wray up there. Because Chris Ray would know where all the bodies are buried. If you're going to take a high-level person who knows what's going on.
You're moving too fast. We got the rest of the hour. Move the gas. Please, take your time, Kyle, because I'm not... Again, this is everything you're dropping, bombshell. Everything you've ever told me has been accurate. You said you're never getting Epstein files. You said everything. I'm asking you, Mr. Palantir, Mr. Crystal Ball, I mean literal Palantir, but, you know, I'm asking you, former counterterrorism, but who cares about the title? You're smart, okay? And you got balls. So we respect you more and more every day. It's gone from high level to just insane level. Big picture for all the normal people out there, and even for me, the bigger deal is all these four guys are gone. Why did Patel finally do it? And it looks to me like whether Patel was good or bad, just like with Trump, they've got to get the deep state's not going to back down. You can't cohabitate with them. If even they tell you they're going to work with you and let's make nice, you don't do that once you defeat an enemy. You got to at least send them away, you know, to an island like Napoleon, right?
That's correct. Yeah, exile or execution. You and I talked about this previously in person. Exile or execution are the only options for people in a government that don't agree with what you want to do with it. And they haven't done it. So getting rid of four people, it's certainly not enough. The claim is they're going to get rid of a bunch more. Here's the thing. I was advocating this before he took office. I was telling Patel that this is the way. If it took him 8 months to realize that I was right, that's a shame because I've always been an honest operator and it doesn't actually benefit me in any way, shape or form to say these things that are true. It doesn't make me feel great to say, hey, I voted for Trump. I was very transactional about that. I had some friends who were J6ers. I wanted them to get pardoned. I wanted Owen to be pardoned. I wanted all those guys to have their lives made right. And so that's why I voted. I also wanted my friends to be reinstated if they wanted a job with this organization, but I'm never going to go work for the federal government again. It's awful. And like, you can see what they're doing. And instead of listening to what I said in good faith, they decided to push back. They actually did an entire smear campaign and messaging campaign. I've got influencers that are DMing
me. Grassley, you were a traitor and he told them screw up, but stopping there though. Cause you're,
they literally said people, yeah, they went out and told people in DC. I've had multiple people say that I have character issues, that I shot at someone, that I misused my firearm, that I was irresponsible and dangerous.
Well, believe me, I know it's a lot of fun.
It's just a smear campaign.
But separately, let's have a victory dance here, but yeah. I'm predicting this is going to become a major scandal. Even if you and I shut up today, it'll be a good scandal to focus Trump on the nest of deep staters in there. Don't you feel good? I mean, I feel really good about this.
This is the most dangerous thing. Like this animal, the FBI and the DOJ, not doing what we want them to do is the most scary thing that you can have as Americans.
Oh, and putting challenge coins out where their little patron saint that raided Mar-a-Lago is the fucking president?
Right. Well, just consider this. Like the only people inside the federal government that are going to come in and take your life generally are going to work for some component of the DOJ. There's a small potential they could come from a DHS organization. But at the end of the day, the people that we see being the pointy end of the stick for the federal government is the FBI, the United States Marshal Service. It's the DEA. It's the ATF.
Yeah, tyranny's
those guys
coming.
Kill people.
That's how it's going to come. So what do you think if you showed Trump the challenge coin and told him the story for 5 minutes and here's the guy sitting in your desk, sir? What do you think Trump does when he sees that?
Well, what he should do is gut the place, which is the same thing that I've been arguing since the beginning. Everybody that was a GS-15 mid-level manager all the way up to anybody that was an SES, they should all be destroyed. They should never be able to work in federal service again. And some of these people, they shouldn't get a pension. They should probably have criminal indictments.
And like you said,
I guarantee
promote the
there
people
was a conspiracy
who
here.
Have the best records of honor and working hard, the guys that actually want to do stuff.
Yeah, the only way that you were going to get the FBI to come back was to take it like an hourglass and take the bottom full of all the sand, the people who actually work the cases, flip it upside down and say, look, I know you don't have any like senior management experience, but you know what the mission is. We need to do the mission properly. And I thought that's what Kash Patel was going to do. That's not what he's decided to do. He's embraced the lifestyle. He's basically listened to all the sycophantic vipers that are sitting there whispering in his ear, hoping that he's going to fail and proving all the things that I'm saying right, that the most dangerous thing to the FBI director is the FBI. Shocker. Like these people are liars for a living. This is what they did.
But
they're,
should we thank
like, their
Brian
careers
Driscoll
were at risk
for reportedly threatening the director that, hey, the pilot knows everything you've done? I mean, shouldn't we thank him for their arrogance of putting out a challenge coin where he's the president?
Well, here's the thing. There's nobody that would expect that anybody would know about that meeting, except that I just happen to have really good contacts throughout the FBI and the Hoover building. So if I'm not sitting here and making these things, listen, the FBI director is learning about what goes on in the FBI by listening to the Kyle Serafin show. Alex, I don't say that lightly. It makes me kind of smirk because it's hilariously ridiculous.
No, you showed me the text messages from the guys in there with when the 14 terabytes was sent out. Then a month later, you said, no, nothing's happening. And you were right then. I mean, you got the receipts, bro. But can you feel the danger? Like, I even feel the danger, and I'm willing to do it. I just feel it. What we're doing right now is people need to, this is crazy. And look, the people in the government shouldn't blame us. The government's a runaway train. We're trying to save the whole country and the world. And everybody just needs to get on our team and reform this stuff right now. I mean, my God, doesn't the deep state know they're going to get their ass kicked no matter what? The fact that they fear you because you have integrity and because people come to you because they know you'll vet it, you'll check it, you'll put it out if it's true. They fear you as a focal point.
Let me add this to it. First of all, I didn't feel worried about it until you mentioned it. Now I kind of do. So thanks for that, Alex. I wasn't panicking a little bit until now. I'll make this offer right now.
Last week you call me and go, we've got the pilot that raided Mar-a-Lago and we've got all this. And I was like, okay, we'll do that. And then I was going to, and then I was like, God, I got out of the car. So I was, you know, going in a store to, buy my, daughter some exercise clothes for her exercise. And I was just like, God, I got to put this out. Well, I'm going to do it. Obviously, they're already trying to put me in jail. Doing this is like whatever. We're doing it now.
We're doing it. We're doing it live as we go. Here's the thing. I'll make this offer as well. At some point, this guy, Chris Meyer, may want to tell his story. And if he wants to, he can come to me and I will honestly and fairly represent whatever his backstory is. There's actually some pretty interesting information out there, which is that these ops have been spun. These are narrative ops, Alex. These are information ops that are not particularly well done. I don't know how the FBI and the FBI director spin what they just did today by getting rid of these guys, because they already went on a PR campaign saying that J6 Jensen, who's in charge of the Washington field office, needed to be there because he provides critical information. I sent you guys a Fox News clip of Kash Patel being interviewed, and he was actually being grilled because it was a big scandal when he did it. And I was at the forefront of this, calling them out. You just promoted the J6 warlord. What the hell are you guys doing? And he defended it and said Jensen literally fought back and that he was example of what you want in an FBI agent.
How did you know about this the second day of the administration? We showed your post on X from like January 22nd. How did you know that?
Because people in the FBI talk to me every single day because I'm out there trying to make this thing right. You know, at the end of the day, I don't care about getting impressions on X. I don't make enough money on there for it to matter. I don't make, I'm not out here doing this because it's like, oh, I have a lot of fun playing on social media or it hurts somebody's feelings, although that is kind of amusing. At the end of the day, I want my kids not to wake up in America where the FBI kicks down their door because of mean tweets. And if that means they have to kick down dad's door, which God knows they were attempting to do that, we showed you the receipts that they were out there going into my social
media. I mean, we're not being over dramatic. I got targeted by the FBI with a national security investigation just for criticizing Obama, and it went on for 10 years. Believe me, when we go, this is dangerous. When listeners understand, you wonder why there's not more people like Kyle Serafin? Because this is dangerous as hell, folks.
Not only do we get the actual FBI coming after us, they also go after your reputation. I've had my former
PR
supervisor.
Firms, who was, law firms, the media.
That's right.
Just look how the FBI with the NSA and CIA was running all the censorship. It's one big blob.
My former boss, who was a useless employee, who basically claimed to fame was that he was on the protective detail for Eric Holder. And then he did nothing for years afterwards until he retired. I'm not sure he's ever done any useful case. He's out there smearing me out in social media and writing pieces at town hall, smearing Kyle Serafin and praising Steve Jensen, who we found out is now going to be the thorn in the side. They tried to quietly dismiss him. And at the end of the day, I'm not letting anybody walk away from these things. If you want to play that Kash Patel clip, I think it's less than the amount of time we have left.
It's only 40 seconds. I want to come back though. And I want to talk about the big issue here. And I'm not wrong on things like this. This is going to be a major scandal, a healthy one. And Trump is going to go on a rampage. And I think you already predicted privately with me that there'd be some people gone high level. I think this accelerates that. Or maybe Patel and Bongino finally come to Jesus and stop listening to the snakes. But we'll talk about it next segment. But here's what you're talking about with Kash Patel defending the people he finally fired for one of them blackmailing. I mean, folks, you tell the FBI director, well, you better watch it. He's been around you for 7 months on that plane. I would probably start strangling someone at that point. Here it is.
But you promoted Steven Jensen, the architect of the FBI's overzealous January 6th investigation.
I want the American public to realize what we did. That man was in a position where he literally fought back against the machine who was saying, we want to politicize this event. We want to politicize this event. And at the end of the day, remember, Maria, there's a chain of command here. So you can fight back your chain of command to a certain degree before they fire you. And Steve Jensen and other folks were promoted because they embody what the American public demands of FBI agents.
Let's come back with that. I mean, that is the biggest load of crap. He followed orders. He violated the Nuremberg Code. And that's why they promoted him. He fought. No, he led the attack. He was a zealot against the J6ers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I've been interrupting a lot just because this stuff is so complex, and I've been kind of involved in the middle of it. I know a lot of the backstory. I know what he's saying is true. I know this is the biggest modern, you know, FBI whistleblower. Can't think of many like him before, period, but maybe the most famous FBI whistleblower ever. And so Kyle, do this because this is so big. It all starts with these four high-level FBI people fired, J6, Ringwraiths, and then the pilot, Prakash Patel, and on the Mar-a-Lago raid, and then you're talking to the insiders that Patel flips out about this, and that he's on the phone threatening him, hey, you better watch out. Your pilot, former head of the hostage rescue team, that just got assigned to you, keep tabs, obviously, as you predicted 6 months ago. A similar thing would happen, Praetorian Guard, in case the Senate gets tired of the, you know, of the emperor. They're putting challenge coins out about the guy that's making the threats, where he's really the president. I mean, you cannot make up these data points. And that Patel finally flips out, your sources are there screaming and yelling, mad at you, mad at them. He ought to be thanking you. Should have, he was talking to you a lot before, saying you were a hero, should have brought you in if we run real reform. But the deep state's saying, oh, no, work with us. We'll make it easy. They're now seeing it's not. Obviously, Trump knows about this. This is the, he didn't know before, he knows now. So give me like a 4 or 5 minute, like you're talking to a grand jury. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Boil it down so I can put this on the front of the interview and also put it out by itself. Now, that's a tall order. All this data, but I'm sure you can do it. Kyle Serafin, I'm going to shut up for 5 minutes. Give us your opening statement.
All right. Up front, I'm going to refer people to my X account. They can go to at Kyle Serafin if you want to see the actual evidence put out there. The bottom line up front is this. The pilot who flies Kash Patel's private jet right now, a Gulfstream 550 FBI aircraft, was previously, in his post just before that, running the investigation into Mar-a-Lago on behalf of Jack Smith that resulted in a search warrant at the now president's house. That sounds really scandalous. So the question is, how do you end up with the guy who ran the case into the current president now flying around the current FBI director and listening in on all of his conversations? And it goes something like this. I gave advice to Kash Patel early on. I was giving him advice all the way through the nomination process, through the confirmation process, and the minute he was confirmed, he cut me off and no longer started talking. So now he gets the information that I share the same way that any of you would. They listen to my podcast, which is a really awkward thing to find out that the FBI director was catching up on my show and yelling about it and calling me an MF-er, apparently. So we put out a thread on Monday of this week. On Friday, I gave the Trump administration a little bit of a heads up. I called an insider, somebody that I know and trust, and said, here's some information. The pilot who was flying Kash Patel was the case agent on the Mar-a-Lago case. You should know that. This is the person's name. Here's his FAA airman receipts. This is his type certifications on planes. This is his address, which I didn't share, but I said, look, it ties into what goes on over at the FAA database. The address that's on file with the tax assessor shows that he's law enforcement. In other words, it's redacted. It says name withheld on behalf of the owner, which is a thing that Virginia does for law enforcement officers. So I gave him all the evidence to be able to make sure that this was the guy. And then I showed them that this guy, Christopher Meyer, was not just the pilot, not just the guy who worked on the Mar-a-Lago case, but he also was the person who was involved in the arrest of one Harrison Floyd. Harrison Floyd was one of the guys that went to jail and spent time in the courthouse and alongside Donald Trump as a defendant in Fulton County. So he was part of the Letitia James, not the Letitia James, whatever that other lady, Fannie, the AG Fannie that was in there that was going after Trump and co in the local cases that were happening. So you've got this guy, he helped arrest Harrison Floyd. His partner on that arrest was another guy named Walter Gardena. And Gardena and Chris Meyer apparently have been ordered fired. So that's of note. That came as a result of this thread, which went out viral on Monday. I gave him 2 days to respond to it, and then we published it. The story goes forward because nobody was moving forward. What we also found out is that the former number one at the FBI, the acting director at the time when Donald Trump took office, a guy named Brian Driscoll, has also been ordered removed. And the insiders that I had told me that the conversation that went on in the office went something like this. You need to fire that pilot who's underneath your sort of chain of command. He said, you can't do that because he's a veteran. And he said, I want him fired anyway. And he said, do you really want to fire the guy who spent 7 months listening to your conversations and flying around in a private jet with you? Which, whether it's an implied threat or not, it is one of those kind of things that we all worried about. What does leverage look like? What does it look like to have access? It's the reason why you wouldn't want a case agent from Mar-a-Lago actually flying the plane and having direct, you know, shoulder rubs with the current director of the FBI. Gardena was apparently removed as well. He was also involved in other cases that were going after known Trump people like Peter Navarro. He's one of the people that put handcuffs on him and helped walk him out during the arrest. And then lastly is this guy named J6 Jensen. Now, Stephen Jensen was formerly the DTOS, Domestic Terrorism Operations Section Chief on January 6th of 2021. Stephen Jensen was really the first personnel mistake that I saw the FBI make, and it made me incredibly concerned that they were going to promote somebody who legitimately referred to a huge chunk of Donald Trump supporters as terrorists, and it resulted in all the bad things that we saw from January 6th and the prioritization of those cases as national security priorities and all of the sins that kind of flowed out of the Biden administration. One of the major reasons they could do that is because they called J6ers terrorists, which allowed them to call the rest of the MAGA people what they called anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists. I'm one. Alex, you're one. Owen is one, I'm sure, as well from his cases. So all of us get lumped into this domestic terrorist category because of Stephen Jensen. Stephen Jensen was not fired. He wasn't suspended like my friend Garrett O'Boyle, whose name you're showing on the screen. What he was promoted to be the top guy in the Washington field office. He was promoted to be what's called the assistant director in charge. And we were told he was promoted specifically because he knew where the bodies were buried. But that was false at the time. It was obviously false to me at the time. He was promoted because they didn't know who he was, and he was being shoved forward by all of these mid-level actors inside the bureau that are the problem, that you didn't get rid of by exile or execution, the people that still are loyal to the bureau above all else. And so those folks are the ones who have been whispering sweet nothings. They're the grim worm tongue, like you see in the Lord of the Rings. They're whispering all the worst things into the king's ear. And because he apparently doesn't know any better and he doesn't listen to guys like me anymore, he's getting played. And finally, we're seeing some of this stuff break because it's incredibly embarrassing to realize that the guy who was the search warrant and the person who serialized the files on Donald Trump's search warrant was also the guy flying your jet. So I have to imagine the president would be pissed. The person that I told seemed absolutely outraged, immediately reached out to Kash Patel, and I had to tell him or her, listen, the problem is that I don't think Kash Patel has much respect for what I have to say, even though I'm right, and I unfortunately keep being right about these things. We're watching maybe the first push, and as you said earlier, this might spur some action to really look at the danger that the FBI presents. The fact that when we talk about a deep state, we're not talking about like dark alleys, deep throat, and people working in the shadows. We're talking about people that go every single day to their job inside the federal government, and they do one thing. They look out for their agency and their interests first, and the American people and the Constitution is a distant second or third, if at all. That's the real crisis that's going on here. This might be one of the things that actually breaks it. It's the first reversal. There is no way to spin this in a positive way and say this was our operation all the time. We were setting these guys up. This is an admission that they got played and that guys like me and Garrett O'Boyle and Steve Friend and Phil Kennedy and others have been right all along.
And Kyle, is what's right. I always thought you were smart years ago exposing all this head of balls, but I'm really impressed. You probably don't remember privately, but also on air, you said it's all about the private jet, not just the elitism, but who's on the jet, who from the inside have they put around him to control him and also try to set him up or gather data to then blackmail him. Do you remember saying this like 5-6 months?
Yeah, so the term is bubble wrapping, Alex. This is the term that the FBI uses specifically about the FBI director. You want to do a thing called bubble wrapping, which means that they're going to focus on our priorities and then we can do what we want to do inside the FBI. Again, historically speaking, the FBI runs the director and the FBI deputy director runs the FBI. That's usually the most senior person. We're in a weird world now where Dan Bongino, who's not of the FBI, is the deputy director. So now he's also getting run by the FBI, which is why they tell him there's 100 level 10 things on your desk first thing in the morning, and you've got to do all this stuff before something goes boom or there's a cyber attack or everybody dies. And the fact of the matter is, there's about 13 levels of bureaucracy between Dan Bongino and the case agents who are actually investigating anything that's going to cause danger to Americans.
Come out, there's no connection. CIA briefers control presidents and exhaust them and wake them up at night. So you've called it all, and I totally agree with you. This is a real opportunity to get Trump informed to cause a purge. And it shows some light at the end of the tunnel that Patel, which you warned about all this, now has finally fired these people when they threatened him.
I think he's done it for the wrong reasons, but I'll take the right actions for the wrong reasons 10 out of 10 times. Why? Because it results in things that we need as Americans. This is not about vindicating me. I could care less. At the end of the day, I'm one guy. I live in a suburban house outside of Austin. I've got little kids, and I got to hang out with my two-year-old for lunch this afternoon. So I'm already winning at life. That's the best thing that can happen.
No, I got that part, but
we need to fix this for America. We need to fix this for our country.
I agree, but I know it when I see it. I know I'm praising you because it's just deserved. I mean, you've been right so much. We need to listen to you. Imagine if somebody like you could go in and tell them what to put in the FBI. I mean, there's a lot of obviously smart people there. So let me ask you this. Obviously, this is going to be a firestorm, and we need to use it to reform things. There's a no-brainer. Folks, I know how to call trends. This is going to be a huge scandal. They're going to try to come in and spin this now. What did they think they were going to do when they got blackmailed? And then who knows what that is about? And then now they've done this, just like I could tell you 33 days ago when Trump said there is no Epstein, you know, go away. I said, that's Trump. 2 days later, admit it was him. This is no-brainer stuff. This is going to be a firestorm. The question is, what comes out of this?
This is like any sort of tight-knit group where you come in and try to take over an organization. Alex, if you walk onto a soccer team and everybody's on the team and you're new and they don't want to do what you say, you're the new coach, you've got to break that thing and build them up as one unit underneath you. That didn't happen. We didn't see Dan Bongino or Cash Patel. They walked in there and immediately started cheerleading on behalf of the FBI. They've got Dan Bongino.
No, they're like dogs that roll over on their back and pee.
Yeah, they're polishing the movie posters that say how great the FBI is. There's nothing worse than watching people come in and spend years talking about how it should be devastated, that personnel is policy, that we need to root out all the bad actors, and that everybody at a certain level should be fired. And then they walk in, and the first thing they do is change their tune. I don't think it's because they're compromised or that there's blackmail material on guys like Dan or Cash, per se. What I think happens is
it's pure pressure.
It's also pride, Alex, is the really sad thing. It's the oldest sin there is. You walk in and you think that because you're here, now everything is better. And because people are agreeing with you that you're right and they're actually doing what you said.
Well, that's what Supreme Court with elite troops is about, is they go through so much to get the title. Now it's their identity. They know they're good. So they project their own goodness on everything else.
You just can't walk in and not touch these people aggressively hard and actually root out the problem and then think that the problem is gone. It's just not there. It just goes in hiding. This is the nature of permanent Washington. You can call it administrative state or deep state. You can call it anything you want. This is the way that government agencies
absolutely
work.
So let's every go back, though. Let's go back because we got hit by the break and you wanted to play it. Play the 44-second Cash Patel again. I mean, I don't want to be mean to Cash. I want to believe in him. He did a lot of great stuff in podcasting before and Federal Reserve's private and sounded like me. So I want to believe in him. I'm not here. I'm not a guy that just wants to snipe at people.
I'm just going to tell you, I think he lied. I think he lied to us. And I'm telling you that because he told me things very specifically that he didn't do. If you lie to my face, you only get to do that one or two times. When you tell me that you're going to take care of people like O'Boyle, you're going to take care of people like Friend, when you go out there and say you're going to do the right thing and then you immediately do the wrong thing and you listen to the wrong people for what seems like exactly the wrong reasons, pride, hubris, the desire for a private jet. When you go do that, you've burned all the credibility with me.
But just finishing the statement, what I'm saying is I don't want to sit there and attack him. But in that same famous interview from 3-4 months ago when they started the rollout of Epstein killed himself, the Easter Bunny's real, the Tooth Fairy's real, he wasn't a human trafficker, all that. That's mixed right. In with, the shooter in Pennsylvania, crooks acting alone, all this ridiculous crap, too big to have a baby stuff. He slips in, that guy was a hero trying to stop J6 persecution, but he's now the guy we need because he followed orders. That is the greatest level of gaslighting. I mean, the clip is, I overlooked this in the interview because it's so disgusting. So when I said I don't want to attack him, I just have to say, go ahead before we play the clip, but just.
Yeah, let people listen specifically for this. I'm going to prime the audience's ears. He said that Stephen Jensen pushed back against the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Okay, even though he was in charge of the terrorism section, and that he was exactly what Americans expect from FBI agents. Those are two things to listen to. Here's the other problem. The pilot who is now flying the jet, who also was the one who was running the case that resulted in that search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, the defense of him by Brian Driscoll, per my sources, was that he also pushed back against it. I lost my job when I pushed back because I pushed back and said, I'm not going to do this under any circumstances. You're not going to let me violate my religious convictions. I won't do it. That's not negotiable. Whatever you do is next.
Persecution of conservative Catholics and schools and targeting parent groups at PTA meetings.
Either you're right or you're wrong. If you believe in your convictions, then there's nothing they can tell you under chain of command. It's not a lawful order if it's illegal, immoral, or unethical. They asked him to do something. Eventually, these guys sort of disagreed, and then they complied. So when he says that he pushed back, you're going to hear him say, they literally pushed back. His word, literally. Like he's really emphasizing stuff.
I mean, it's total crap. This guy didn't just push back.
Crap.
He was a field marshal basically heading up the persecution. So it's a lie.
Correct. And he actually said in his own congressional testimony, Stephen Jensen stated that he was the reason why J6ers were listed as terrorists. He was the one who helped decide through the United States Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., what the charges would look like and how they would go and
sure,
field
so
them.
Throw in the
he
book.
Was one
so,
of like five people
like,
at the
sure,
table.
Just like the D.C. attorney they had to let go, who said, like, this is political. We want to scare you. We want to crush you. He was saying the quiet part aloud. So let's just go all the way. I want to play it. The clip and analyze it, but first... Well, let's play the clip and think about it. What do they have on Patel? Why did he get approved so quickly? Because we're going to go there. Let's just go all the way.
All right, let's go there. Yep.
Let's just go there. Let's just go there. Damn the torpedoes, go straight at him. Justice be done by the heavens fall. But let's first analyze. This is the worst gaslighting ever. Here it is.
But you promoted Stephen Jensen, the architect of the FBI's overzealous January 6th investigation.
I want the American public to realize what we did. That man was in a position where he literally fought back against the machine who was saying, we want to politicize this event. We want to politicize this event. And at the end of the day, remember, Maria, there's a chain of command here. So you can fight back your chain of command to a certain degree before they fire you. And Steve Jensen and other folks were promoted because they embody what the American public demands of FBI agents.
The American public demands you hunt down little old women that walk between velvet robes were put in jail. They demand Owen Shore that didn't go in the building in the federal filings, that he attacked the building and didn't work it out. I mean, this is just, you know, this is the opposite of what we want, Kyle.
Yeah, to quote Dan Bongino, that's a big nugget right there that he just dropped on us. It's not the kind of nugget Dan was talking about. It's not golden. That's a huge turd. If you think that your job is to follow things that you know to be illegal, immoral, or unethical, then you have no business carrying the shield. There's a reason why I wear this on my lapel, Alex. This is the Suspendables logo. This is my buddies. We all created this joke group when we wrote a letter to Chris Ray and saying that we were all suspended for, you know, what he did. It's upside down on purpose. I gave one to Dan Bongino at the premiere of Police State, which was a movie that was about, you know, people following orders and doing illicit things. I thought he got it too. And when I handed it to him, I said, Dan, this is our little lapel pin. I've given you one. I've given one to Owen as well. When I hand it to people, I tell them the eagle is down. You'll notice that the eagle on the badge is upside down. It is laying head down. That is an agency that's under duress. And when the people that are at the top of the bureau or any other federal agency are doing exactly what the American people want for them to do, and that is violate the rights of people and stand up and say, I think this is wrong. I think what you're doing is wrong, but oh, you're right. It's actually just my job to follow orders, so I'm going to do what you said. I've been calling these people good Americans since probably about October of 2021 when I refused the vaccine mandate. I told them that they were doing
exactly
the same things that were done in Nuremberg.
Democrats and Obama and Brennan and Clapper won. So I watched the whole interview on Fox and didn't pick up on that part. That's the worst part of the interview.
Hands down, it's the worst thing that you can say, that I'm going to go do this. And here's the thing. All of this stuff goes back to the COVID vaccine mandates. All this goes because that happened just after January 6th.
Sure, it was a purge. So let me ask you this, and let's go to the big point. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to speculate here, but is Patel stupid? He doesn't come off like that.
He's not stupid.
Is he just a social climber? Like you said, I'll be CIA or FBI. All I want's a position. Or is he being blackmailed? Because they're threatening him.
I don't know that they're mutually exclusive, and I don't think that has to be blackmail per se. I think you can just insinuate that he's lied under oath. It's provably false, the things that he said, even during his confirmation hearing. He said things that are false. I've spoken to other conservative broadcasters who said when their clips were brought up of Kash Patel on the podcast or radio shows that they ran, and they were asked about, you know, hey, what did you mean when you said this? He said, well, that was taken out of context. And I've had other people that are very honorable inside the sort of conservative media space that said, that really rubbed me the wrong way because they were right in context. But he explicitly denied knowing Stu Peters. This is kind of like, you know,
even though he did like 25 interviews with him.
He did 8 interviews specifically. They were 20 or 30 minutes at a time. And apparently, per Stu Peters, who I totally believe only because I had the same experience,
I thought it was like
25, they would text back and forth.
Yeah.
So there were 25 with another group, another
I'm sure I'm
host
you always
that I
have even better brand.
Yeah. End of the day, I have all 8 of those episodes downloaded. He was asked under oath, you know, do you know who Stu Peters is? And he said, I don't recall who
and
that is.
Stu,
you know, I've done a bunch
all
of interviews.
These text messages of them like best buddies.
Yeah, they go back and forth because the Kash Patel Foundation was out there doing work on behalf of Stu Peters News Service, or whatever you want to call it. So it was providing financial support to them through the, you know, the fight with Kash.
But why not say, because Stu didn't turn into a Nazi till 2 years ago, why not just say, yeah, I was on his show before he went crazy?
I think this is bad advice. I think this is coming from PR people. And if I had to guess, I think it's coming from Erica Knight, who is the PR person for Kash Patel, who has done things like this before. She thinks that you can solve things by just spin. And that's not what you do when you want to lead the FBI, where you can be fired for what's called lack of candor.
20 years ago, it's the opposite now. Like I try to get everything right because I want to. When I get something barely wrong, I get chewed to pieces.
Because the internet exists and it didn't exist in the same way. And so yeah, people can go back and fact check that you spent, you know, an hour and a half on air talking to people and you acted like they're buddies. And then that person says, well, I got his personal phone number and I'm texting back and forth. And we got screenshots of that stuff. So it doesn't matter whether you have something like Signal where it auto deletes. I can show you the number of phone calls that Kash Patel made to me. He called me the day that he was getting confirmed and asked me questions. How do I spin this? He went out there and represented points that Kyle Serafin gave to him. I said, you should hone in on the fact that the FBI devalued the priority of what's called rigorous obedience to the Constitution in the FBI core values. And that happened in September of 2020, like before the election, it happened. And you should hone in on that. And so he did. He actually brought it up in the Senate confirmation hearing. So I know not only did he talk to me, but he remembered what I said because he went and said my words.
Do a little more time with us. You've been very gracious. Well, there's a little bit more in the next hour. What happened from his confirmation after? How does this work? When they call you in and this happens, stay right there. How do people find your podcast? How do they find the great work you're doing?
Sure. They can find me on YouTube until they take me away. It's youtube.com/@Kyle Serafin. You can find me on Rumble. It's rumble.com/Kyle Serafin. Or you can find me on X. It's at Kyle Serafin there. Those are the easiest ways. If you want to find it on Spotify, just type in KyleSerafinShow.com. So we make it easy. It's always my name. The simple thing is I don't need, they don't need to call him in. I think this was actually negotiated out during the confirmation.
I'll stay there.
If I had to guess.
Can you do 20 minutes more in the next hour?
Yeah, sure.
I want to finish up on this. I want to get into the Epstein stuff with Trump. Because sure. I've talked about other issues and taxes on the phone, but not on this. You're always way ahead of the curve. So I want to know what you're hearing, what's going on with that. Then I'll hit some other big news, you know, after he leaves us. We'll go to break. Kyle, stay right there. Whew, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this is going to be a massive scandal and a good one. The Epstein thing, not a good scandal because I've never seen evidence Trump's involved. I know Kyle, at least last time I talked to him, agrees with that. All other experts. Then why is he acting like this? And why has he done four 180s in the last 33 days? This is bad. But this with the bad guys in the FBI, or at least the wimps, the compromised, I smell victory here. This is a great thing that they're finally getting rid of some of the bad guys. And as Trump focuses attention on this, they're going to have big problems, the bad guys. This is so exciting. We've seen a major change of course towards indictments. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but finally got grand juries being referred to. We'll talk to a real expert, Kyle Serafin, who's very impressive. And most guests I know, very impressive, very impressive. I'm very impressed. He's been on the show like 15 times. You know, I'm out just lauding people. It's impressive because I only have the guests having more and more is over the years is whoever's accurate. That's my gauge. Who's accurate? Who has a long-term thing of being accurate? And you tune in here because we want to be accurate. We're wargaming it all live on air. I'm going to break, but just listen to me. The state court that ran the show trial with HBO and the Democrats, the 13th, next Wednesday or whatever it is got a receiver. They're trying to send the sheriffs as early as next Friday. We've survived a bunch. People go, oh, yeah, you'll survive. It's like grandma lives 10 years with cancer. One day you call, she's dead. We're very close to being shut down. We got backups. It's all great. But we need your support. So just remember, I'll be on X. We're trying to take that. We get shut down next week. Real Alex Jones, we'll tell you the new systems that are built, the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. You know, I don't focus on us a lot because there's bigger fish to fry, but it's like the Battle of Hoth. The Imperial troops are coming in the base right now. Or, you know, the last Matrix where they're drilling into the underground base. So the drillers are coming through, and I'm like still fighting the Matrix while they're because I got to beat the big thing to stop what's happening to me down here in the underground bunker. But I need your support. Today's the last day to buy anything at the AlexJonesStore.com, all the supplements, the methylene blue, the t-shirts, the ball caps, all of it. Buy one, get one free. It's got to end today. And our ultimate turmeric is finally back in stock. Very strongest, 50% off. That's the new sale, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yippee-yi-yay.
If anything, I'm real. And believe me, too real. I wish sometimes I can't control myself. It's not even integrity. I just have to do it. That's how Kyle Serafin is. And that's who I try to align myself with in life, is integrity. I don't. Is this something you have? It's something you are. But that said, I like to think about things, and I'll kind of hesitate sometimes to make sure I'm right. And if anything, Serafin knows he's right. He just goes at it. I haven't seen where he's been wrong. In this short segment, let's put bookends on this. I just have to state the bigger story here. I know this. Your post the last few days, 10 million views or whatever. I was looking at them. The FBI director flipping out, firing people. This is a good scandal. I've already said this 8 times. I want you to elaborate on that. Do you agree? This is a good scandal. How does the audience of tens of millions tuning in and millions will watch this later, how do we not have the Democrats hijack this and use this to hurt the Trump admin? How do we use this to restore it and reprove it and extract the cancer?
Yeah, all you got to do is be honest, which is to say that you're not omnipotent. You're not God. Just because you're the president doesn't mean you know all the things that happen in all the agencies. That'd be absurd. My analogy is that if you're the president of the United States, you're like the CEO of Walmart. You don't know what the door greeter or the cashiers are doing in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at some small Walmart there. So he can go out and say, look, I was not aware of these problems, but obviously they still exist. And we're going to get to the heart of it, because these are the people that came after so many of my supporters. They came after other people, including people on the left. People can read the reporting of Trevor Aronson and the Alphabet Boys podcast that he did, showing that they were going after BLM supporters for free speech in a really, really dangerous way, that the FBI serves the FBI. It doesn't serve Democrats. It doesn't serve Republicans. It serves what's advantageous for FBI funding at any given time. That's been my message. It's apolitical. It is not partisan. It's simply that the people that could kill you in our government are doing so because they think they're doing the right thing for their agency, and that's where they're subservient to. So we need to have that highlighted. And so he can use this as an opportunity to say, look, they're going to dunk on me because I didn't know that the case agent of the case that was investigating me is still working for the Bureau and he's flying around the FBI director. Got it. Now I know. I'm now aware of it, and there's things that I would like to see happen. I would like to get rid of people that do not want to do the thing that they signed up to do, which means they have to throw the flag that they are required to either become a whistleblower or to resign in disgust. And you know, we're having a moment right now where that actually is pretty obvious. The folks that I worked with in the COVID sort of pushback, they're called Feds for Medical Freedom. They just got a settlement today. DOJ just settled with them. Government-wide, they're going to get rid of the COVID vaccine databases that were gathered for federal employees. This is actually kind of a big win because it shows that they are admitting that it wasn't the Trump administration that did it. They're the ones going after and fixing it. I think it took too long, but it got done. They're going to get rid of the vaccine database that said you could be discriminated against for your vax status with COVID-19. That's a big deal. They've also agreed to pay some of the legal fees. So Feds for Med Freedom has been pushing
that. People don't know it's these databases that are the key to persecution, so getting rid of them is the big win.
That's the purge option. Yeah, they always knew who the problems were going to be, and I know my name was on a handful of lists inside the FBI. Look, I've got a case that's going to mediation, Alex, in Houston on August 29th. The DOJ is going to have to decide whether or not they discriminate against me, whether they fired me improperly, and whether or not they did what's called disparate impact, which is to say that all the people that they managed to affect with the COVID vaccine mandates just happened to be Christians who were faithful to the things they believed. And so they're going to have to adjudicate that. I hope that they're favorable. I hope they come in and say, look, this wasn't our administration, but we admit that was wrongdoing and we want to make you guys whole. At the end of the day, getting even small wins in this is the way that you de-weaponize, defang.
Sure, what do you make of Kennedy when they tried to put in two new COVID shots, new mRNAs? He just banned them all, banning the mercury. I mean,
Use the tools you have at your disposal. At the end of the day, there's only a few things that could really bite you. I think the DOJ, and this is why I harp in on it, yeah, it's my expertise area, but the DOJ is the attack dog of the federal government. It's just what it is.
It's the Praetorian Guard. You should harp on it. It's the heart of the deep state.
And the fangs that are going to bite you in that dog is very simple. It's like, what do they look like? It's ATF, it's FBI, it's, it's the United States Marshal Service, and it's the DEA, and then sort of like DHS is the other dog that runs with it and bites you too. And they've got some other little teeth. But we have to defang these things so they can't come after anybody. Doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right.
Constitutionally point the dog at real problems. We'll be right back. Let's call service in a second. Stay with us. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I saw a former high-level CIA officer recently on the podcast. We're going to play it coming up later before Carl Serafin leaves us saying, listen, when I was at the CIA, he was just talking about like 10 years ago, he'd been there for decades, he said, they called us in, they said, you don't show crosses, you don't show any thing on Christmas, any of it, that's hateful and bad. But you can have all your burkas and everything else. And then he later talked to him and found out the higher-ups why. Well, we keep finding it's Christians that won't go along with the agenda. And so Trump last week said, hey, anybody in a federal agency at their own desk can display their religious iconography. Well, obviously, but I remember 25 years ago in Texas, public schools were saying you can't give Christmas cards out. But no, separation of church and state, people say that's a letter from Jefferson, doesn't exist. No, it does exist in that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It means government doesn't have a jurisdiction. The government can't tell you to be a Baptist or a Catholic or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Zoroastrist or a Satanist or an agnostic. But you can talk about God to whoever you want. Now, if it's during work time, you're supposed to be on a job, that's fine. But at the water cooler, anywhere, you know, you can't sexually harass somebody. You can't, you know, try to get somebody to cook methamphetamine with you. But anything legal. In fact, let's play a clip of the former CIA case officer here. I want to play this now because Kevin Shipp, very respected, because we don't have to believe him. This is on record. And, you know, I told people these stories a long time ago. They were all off record, so I didn't say who. But it was Mark Dice, like 15 years ago, because I knew the people at the same True TV, and I'd met with some of the same executives. They'd do that with me. I had a show with Jesse Ventura, you know, like, I guess 15 years ago, too. But they call him in. He's about to do a show with Motley Crue, a conspiracy show. And they said, Mark, we really like you. This is like the number two executive at the production company for True TV, one of the biggest reality TV shows. And he says, and I've known Mark like 25 years. Mark's not a BSer. And they said, Mark, we want you to pledge allegiance to Lucifer. And Mark says, is this some leftist joke? To like, you know, no, we're serious. Everybody has to do that here. And that's all true that these rock bands and stuff, they like pray over the tapes and stuff. And you're like, that's crazy. No, it's an initiation to see if you'll do it. Like MS-13 does satanic rituals. And people hear this, they go, this is crazy. No, this is real. This is a spiritual battle. So I think it's important at the end of the day before we hit this other news to understand that these initiations, the mafia go kill somebody so they can know you're corrupt, they got dirt on you. That's the old-fashioned Italian mafia. That's like child's play compared to what really goes on. The pedophilia, Epstein. I want to hit the latest on Epstein with Carl Seraphim, but since Carl, you know, keeps bringing it up about the targeting of Christians, it's true because for whatever reason, whether it's conservative Catholics or their main target, because I found some of the most pious people involved, like Mel Gibson, the Fight Against Evil, are Catholics. And I'm non-denominational. I just know you have a relationship with Christ. That's it. So there's Christians that are Protestants, Catholics, whatever. But at the top of these organizations, whether it's the main Protestant groups, the Catholic groups, look at the Protestant groups, they're all like super hyper Zionists now. You, like Christ said, don't go to the Pharisees or the priests for God. You've got to have a relationship with God yourself. The New Agers go, oh, that means you're God. No, the kingdom of heaven is with you, your relationship with God. But this is a real battle between good versus evil. And I have had these meetings, not with True TV, but in other cases where it came down to this. And it's happened, but they were off record, so I didn't, you never talked about it. But it's like living in the movie The Devil's Advocate. This stuff is real, people. Here's the clip.
Why Christians? I remember the Soviet Union made a statement that we could control all of our entire population except the Christians. And they had to put them in prison and in gulags. And I remember 1994 when I was in the CIA, we were ordered into a conference room. We all filed in. There's about 30 of us. And our division chief starts off by saying, now, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. This comes down from the director of the CIA. You can no longer say Merry Christmas in any CI office space. You cannot have a manger scene on your desk or on your door, or you will face administrative penalties. And the sad part was only two of us, our jaws dropped. Like, what? And the CI was actively against Christians, and they used DEI as a method to suppress them. And I remember it was Christmas Eve, and I walked out. You know, I thought about this, prayed about this overnight, and I said, oh, no, you don't. So I walked out on New Year's Eve, and I turned around to everybody, and I said, good night, and by the way, Merry Christmas. I'm like, you know, there is a line you don't cross. Well, there was an outrage from the CIA populace, and as evil people always do, when they got resistance, they backed off and said, well, never mind, you know. But it has been Christianity, because the Christians are the only ones that will not answer to tyranny. We believe in God and a higher power, and we will not be manipulated by a tyrannical regime. And that's why Christians are despised around the world, including in this previous administration. My goodness. And going back to Obama, how they attacked.
And record level persecution. So finishing up with that, why are Christians under so much attack, Carl Seraphim?
It's really straightforward. Actually, this is one of the things that my buddies and I have called the thermal exhaust port. There are a lot of Christians inside federal service. The story you're seeing on the screen is the story that I broke in February of 2023. It spawned multiple congressional investigations. It hit home very directly, not just for traditional Catholics who like Latin Mass, not just for sort of more, more regular Catholics, more sort of pedestrian Catholics. My wife and I don't always go to Latin Mass, but for people who are broadly speaking Christian, and I would actually say it expands even to just people that are conservative in general. The reason the FBI was investigating Latin Mass Catholics in that particular article, and I think this goes exactly to the point you were just talking about there. The reason they investigated them was straightforward. They didn't like their views on abortion, so baby sacrifices to whatever the hell it is, like, you know, feminism and modern ideology. They didn't like the way that children were being treated with gender ideology. So if you have a problem with the way that that was going on, then it's your problem. Like, you can't be part of our group. We're going to investigate you for what's called domestic terrorism or racially motivated violent extremism, which is basically white supremacy. They did the same thing about your stance on the border. If you don't think this country should stop an invasion at the southern border, if you thought that there should actually be rules for coming into America, then you're the problem. The FBI investigated from multiple field offices. They surveilled priests. They got national security letters from guys like Stephen Jensen. By the way, Steve Jensen, the guy who's being fired, like apparently by tomorrow, that guy who also did the domestic terrorism claim on J6ers was the same guy that would have been in charge when this was going down. Do you realize like how crazy it is that the only people that are going to stand up and say, you know what, I do believe in a higher power and it's not government. I do think that leftism is a secular religion. It's a godless religion, and those people worship the state and the power of the state. And so some reason over the last maybe 50 or 60 years, people, even reasonable Christians and conservatives, have gotten it twisted and they start believing this one thing, that we have a separation of church and state and that we basically have freedom from religion in this country. No, no, no. You have freedom of religion, which means that you can practice it as you see fit. The government can't make any law respecting a specific religion. They can't mandate that you worship one way or another. But they sure as hell can't take it away from you. And that's what we've acted like it should be done. And that's why they take prayer out of schools. And that's why they take the Ten Commandments out in front of these, state capitals. All of it is this belief that we have freedom from religion because it might offend somebody.
But the truth is, they're scared of people that have a system they don't control. So let me just show you a clip. There's so many of these. This is a history teacher. So the left would always deny in textbooks in college, even when I went to a little bit of college, oh, the Aztecs, the Mayan culture before it, the Incas, they didn't ever do human sacrifice. But you go down there to the degree, people from Mexico City, they go, oh, no, here's where they did it. You know, millions of people sacrificed over the thousands of years. Incas were kind when they did child sacrifice. White history hides it. So human sacrifice is good. It's kind and loving. The left's not even denying it now. Feminist women have a church. I had abortions. I love it. It's fun. This is how sick they are. Here's a clip.
I will die on this hill. I'm specifically talking about the Inga here. We're not talking about the Mexica. That's a whole separate type of sacrifice. If we're just looking at Tehuantinsuyu, the Quechua people of the Incan Empire, they practiced sacrifices like most other civilizations throughout history in times of crisis. So famine, natural disasters. But the unique thing about the Quechua is that when you're looking at like the Incan civilization, you essentially have the elites and then you have everyone else. Sacrifices were volunteers from the elite class because they believed that the elites were closer to the gods and could therefore appease them better.
They captured their enemies and sacrificed
them. Also, in terms of sacrifice, they were kind about it. Hear me out. Because unlike the Mexica, when you're like ripping out a still beating heart out of someone's chest, the Inca would intentionally use coca leaves and would use chicha and would drug up the sacrifice and then leave them on a mountain, a cold, chilly mountain, to be exposed to the elements. Which, if you're a volunteer sacrifice where you're heavily drugged before you die. Also, I mean, I can equate human sacrifice throughout history to so many things. And I think the fact that a lot of people are commenting, oh, but the sacrifice, is again indicative of the fact that you have received a quite white education because you are knowing them for the bad things that they have done and not all of the wonders that they accomplished.
Before Dr.
So I hope that this maybe helps you understand a different part.
Yeah, thanks for helping us about it. Dr. Michael Cobb, before he died, a great professor, showed me UN documents that I confirmed from the late 60s where they said we're going to bring back human sacrifice so people don't value human life. Folks, the entire Inca Mesoamerican culture, the Aztecs and all of it came out of the Toltecs and the Inca and all that, they sacrificed everybody, and they would capture their enemies and do it at Chichen Itza everywhere. I've been to those things in Central South America, a bunch of them. It's fascinating. They would give them enemas of alcohol and hallucinogens so they wouldn't fight, and then the priest class made their money down below at a market where they butchered it and sold the human flesh. And so here's this woman in Mexico in freezing climates. They would freeze themselves to death. There's no mountains with ice on them in Mexico. The woman is a damn liar. But here's the left telling us human sacrifice, which she's right. Until the Judeo-Christian, until Abraham, the angel says, don't sacrifice your son, kill the ram instead. That's when that begins, saying, stop the human sacrifice. Thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shall they profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. And then, yeah, the first, you know, we see genocide. God says, kill the Canaanites. They're killing their kids. I mean, this idea, what do you make of this? I know we've digressed. We're getting to Epstein here.
No, this is perfect. I love this. And this is my favorite thing to do. I'm going to give your audience, your listeners, just a little tool. It's the Socratic method, but specifically, I'm going to arm them with the tools. When you talk to someone like that, who is a crazy person, a wild leftist that has decided to buy into things that don't make any sense. Okay. We are talking about a Christian world that we live in right now, especially in the United States. This is a Christian nation, whether people like it or not. And the reason I know that is because
let's
I can go look at our laws.
Prosperity came from it. We're living on fumes, but I agree.
There's zero chance that came from anywhere else. And all you got to do is ask them this. Why do you think the way you do? Where did your values come from? And let them answer it. Because I don't care if they're a Marxist or whatever else. If they came from anything in the Western tradition, and by the way, if they live here, they did. They all come from a Christian ideology. If you think that the poor have innate value because they're human beings, where did that come from? Because that wasn't historically understood. That had a turning point about 2,000 years ago. You can actually pinpoint exactly when the poor and people who had less than you were thought of as being of any value whatsoever.
First time because it was previously Jesus people Christ. Said, first time.
That's it. People before it, all they did is they looked out and they said, oh, well, these people don't have anything. They're unfavored by God.
In the Old Testament, even with the Jews, and they were more moral compared to their surrounding realms, it's true. If you were poor, you were a slave.
And more importantly, we have that child sacrifice. We had one sacrifice. It was the child of God that was sacrificed. That's what you believe. That took place of all sacrifices. Whenever anybody gives me this kind of this shtick and they're like, well, don't you think the world should be more moral and fair? It's like, yeah, I love that. But I already know that's not the case. Anybody who's Christian does. Here's the argument that ends all arguments. If you are a Christian, it's really simple. The only perfect man to ever walk the earth was butchered by the state, killed like a criminal, and did nothing wrong. If you think the world's going to be fair, like because of that, it pretty much is evidence that a perfect human being was killed by something that was evil. And we all have a little bit of it. That's the whole point. We all got a little piece of it. And that's really the reminder that you have. And when you started talking about whether or not you're, you know, whether you're Catholic or whether you're a Protestant or whether you fall under any of the different kind of denominations out there, that's all fine. But I want people to think about this. There are some interesting truths that come out of places like Hollywood where they do a lot of propaganda and messaging. Look at what the devil is scared of in any presentation you've ever seen of evil. They're scared of the Catholic exorcism rituals. Why would that be? Why is it that when you go back and you use the original Latin that goes back almost 2,000 years and you start using some of these old prayers that have always been able to call out and conjure and send off demons and pull them out of people? It's a real thing. There is a real evil and we've seen some of it and a lot of its best job is when it hides. My friend Mark Haupt, who was famously targeted by the FBI, he said the devil is always loudest when he's losing. So we oftentimes see these people shrieking and saying insane things like the Incas were really, really kind as they sacrificed people. You know what's more kind? Not sacrificing people. We already had that sacrifice, and it took place a long time ago.
How up on the ice top mountains, no, they did it on top pyramids in the middle of rainforest. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable bullshit.
It's just revisionist history because if we can convince you of things that are not real, if we can convince you to doubt your own knowledge, if you can look and say, hey, that's not what Mexico looks like. And she was saying Inca, so maybe she's talking about the top of the Andes. It doesn't make a difference to me because there's no real kind way to sacrifice your child and your kid, which this is another thing that kind of goes into it, right? They love the idea that a person under a certain age is able to consent to things like, I don't know, giving up your life. How many 7, 8, 10, 12, 15-year-olds have a concept of being able to make a life-changing decision or die?
They can't sell us all the pedophilia or human sacrifice, so let's just chop away your fertility.
Let's just normalize things and act like these children always had a choice. Like, Alex, all of this stuff, you have to believe things that they know are not true. You have to believe things that average, they don't live their lives like this. As my buddy calls them, the elite communists, they don't live like the street communists. The street communists are unmarried and they're out there saying, shout your abortion and sacrifice your children and blah, blah, blah.
Tim
don't
Turner
have any babies.
Says don't have kids. He's got like 8 of them or something.
Exactly. They all live in basically normal heterosexual relationships. They go forward and do the things that all of us would expect is a normal way of living and has been for, you know, 2,000 years of Western history.
We do this so they don't compete with us.
It's just disingenuous and lying. I just think that it's really tough to be a leftist because it is a religion of recruits because at the end of the day, they don't want their children because they're not having them if they're part of the street communists out there marching. They're the ones that are trying to actually live out the thing. The elite communists live just like you and me. They're having babies and getting married to normal people. They're living lives. They're saving their money. You know, they're trying to keep their money by not paying as much taxes and all this kind of stuff. It's the street communists that are the useful idiots out there.
Oh,
that
no,
are espousing
I agree.
These
it's
ideas.
Worse than that. If you look at the so-called communists, they're all like the leaders, they're all the richest, and they run tax scams to pay nothing. There's studies. Conservatives give more to charity, are way more truthful, and make way less money. And then the more elitist and liberal you are, They're ultra rich. It's all a lie. It's like the Communist Party China. It's all a bunch of generals or billionaires.
That's right. I'll tell you what, the most money I've ever made, I gave the most money to charity that year. And I gave it in a non-tax deductible way because I saw a need of people that I knew needed something. And it's like, well, I have the means. How would I not fix this problem? And by the way, all of those ideas are very Christian, it turns out. If you have things,
no,
you can
no
help people around you.
Christianity, people say hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. And that's overall true, but it's true. Only Christendom, and it wasn't perfectly implemented, and when Rome fell, it was still Christianity that literally has done everything that tried to ban slavery, restricted it greatly. Everything good has come out of the attempt to be Christian.
All you got to do is ask them, where did your values come from? Why do you believe the things you believe? What does it go back to? And at the end of the day, if they think there's innate value in a human being, if you think that the poor are people that are valued, whether or not they can contribute, whether you think that people have individual dignity and liberty, whether you think there's a spark of divinity in them, whether you think that you should help people who are less fortunate than yourself, every single flipping one of those things is a Christian value
well,
at this point.
Forward.
That
I
is where it came
attack,
from.
I don't want to attack Zen Buddhists or Buddhists or Hindus, but you go to India, you study it, you go to all those places. They say, well, that's just the way it is. It's like the Muslims when, you know, famous stories of like, you know, the building's burning, the little girl gets her sister out, the dad beats her because it was God's will, let your sister burn. It's Christianity says, no, you've got a responsibility to lay down your body for your brother, not just the golden rule, you know, do unto others you have to do unto you. That's the beginning. No, lay down your life for your brother, your sister. That's the greatest thing. And we have that attitude. We're not giving something up. We're building an incredible society around that. And it is real Christianity that is the fount of success. And that's why the tyrants hate it, because it gets in the way of their tyranny.
It's not controllable. Yeah. How can you predict what someone would do when their entire life is about self-preservation and building themselves up? And then they have that one moment where they're able to lay down their life for their brother and they give it all up in a way that nobody could logically predict. This was actually one of the end pieces of the book Ender's Game, which is a really great story. It's a story about leadership, and it's a good thing
I've
for people who are in the military.
Movie. Yeah, tell us your view on it.
So if you read the end of Ender's Game, what they do is the way that they're able to actually conquer this alien race that is this, you know, non-communicative sort of conquering force. You have all these people that basically they learn the lessons. The aliens are learning the lessons of human fighters, that they preserve every individual fighter, that every person has value and worth, and that every single one of us does our most to protect our brother, but also protect ourselves and carry on to the next battle and so on. Right up into the point where someone is willing to make an ultimate sacrifice. And it's not something you can predict. The alien is unable to predict that one person, a sentient, intelligent, like self-determinant being, would go forward and voluntarily lay their life down for those around them so that more people could continue. And so that's the fundamental thing that human beings have in the story Ender's Game.
And you said
the
king,
aliens
we're not
don't.
Communists that mindlessly follow some king ant, which the aliens are ants.
Right.
We don't mindlessly sacrifice ourselves like ants. It's at key points we're ready to do it because we're total individuals.
And it's voluntary. It's I'm a grown up. I have the ability to see that I'm going to put my life on the line because, again, this Christian value, there's no greater love than if you lay down your life for your brother. And what if your brother is all the civilization of your brother and everyone that could ever come after you? Then maybe you do that. I mean, it's a very Christ-like sort of, you're following the example of
but
Christ.
But you also know we're going to lose everything if you don't. You know you're going to lose everything if you don't do it.
That's it. Yeah. Look, if everybody's going to die or just I'm going to die, I'm going to go lay on that grenade, right? I mean, there are people that have made this decision countless times. We award them for valor. We call it what it is. But this is what permeates literature. And this is all inspired by Christianity. The guy who wrote that Orson Scott Card is Mormon, but he wrote about Catholics, which is interesting too. That was his kind of stand in because he couldn't write about the Mormon church, but the value system there of being able to see that there is an inherent value in people. You ask, where did you get your values from? And it's really obvious. And Americans should be more honest about it because anytime you're able to hear this lady talk about some sort of like cultural relativism and the Incas were really compassionate and they allowed people to voluntarily sacrifice themselves, you're insane.
No, I
there's
that.
A reason
you
why the government
the
is targeting
you, you've
these
You've already
people.
Done over an hour, but you stay there. I want to come do Epstein when we come back, but I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I do like Wrath of Khan. And you got Spock realizes that they're about to detonate this weapon that's going to kill them all. He didn't want to die, but if he doesn't go in the reactor and fix it, they're all going to die, so he makes a decision to go fix the reactor. And that's really the thing is, we're not, the communists go, oh, be collective, give yourself up for the greater good when we give you the order. No, through Christ, we make the decision when to make the sacrifice. And it may not be willing to, you know, at that point die, but it's willing to be attacked, willing to be put in jail, willing to be persecuted, and that's why they fear real Christians. Is that what you're saying?
It's the story of red or white martyrdom. So if you're going to give up your life, it's called red martyrdom. This is a historic concept. The things that my buddies and I thought we were getting involved in is usually called white martyrdom. So you lose social prestige, you lose a job, you lose money, your family, you know, loses opportunity, things bad happen to you and you're willing to bear that burden. So martyrdom comes in various forms. And yes, like the idea is that you're willing to go up to and including the example of Christ, red martyrdom. Or you're willing to do some lighter version. Here's the thing that I think is really telling for people to think about, Alex. You had an entire federal government that was 100% okay with enforcing these COVID vaccines, which is something I alluded to earlier. These people weren't willing to lose their job. Steve Jensen wasn't willing to lose his job. Chris Meyer wasn't willing to lose his job standing up to the FBI. He wasn't willing to lose his job. You think he was willing to lay down his life on behalf of the Constitution?
No, I agree. Stay there. Let's hit up soon when we come back.
We saw this.
And again, to me, it's not even a choice. When the Democrats came to me in those negotiations 4 years ago, 2 years ago, they said, listen, we'll drop it all. We'll drop the suits, but we want you to work for us. I said, no. And they couldn't believe it. They said, we're going to destroy you. And I said, I will be destroyed if I sell my soul to you. It wasn't even a question. And it's not that I'm a hero. I'm just not a slave. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, canceling time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexofstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Listen, folks, just like I told you 33 days ago, and it's not rocket science, when they put that memo out and nobody's name was on it, and it was Axios, that's a whole 10-hour discussion with somebody that researches this. And then I call Serafin up, and I'm literally like listening to myself, but even more. He's like, yeah, that's the deep state, you know, blah, blah. And then, you know, obviously they didn't put their name on it because it's the system. They're all scared, and they've been told to do it, and you're not going to get it as I told you. And then you And then Trump keeps doubling down on this when, I know last time I talked to Colley, man, changed his mind. There's no evidence of Trump. But then I've talked to high-level people, and I'm not even really going to say what I was told. Let's just say this. Trump isn't being threatened by the CIA to kill him if he releases it, because it was now coming out that Epstein was an FBI informant, as I said years ago, and that he was Mossad and the CIA was overseeing it with all these other people, and it was money laundering, and it was drug dealing, and it was human trafficking. It was a air traffic control system. It was that this will bring down the stock market because so many corporate people are involved. And it's not like they got caught in honey traps, most of them. They wanted to go join the club as an initiation. And so screwing 15-year-old girls is just an hors d'oeuvre. And you know, so I agree with a lot of the people I respect and have talked to that that was a lot bigger than that. People go, oh, you're covering up the pedophilia. No, I'm saying this was much larger. So shifting gears into that, Kyle Serafin, but first, you were bringing up a famous poem that I have heard of that I think is indicative of what we're dealing with here. And then let's get into the fourth, maybe more, it's at least four 180s in 33 days by Trump, who's not stupid, so why would he be Streisanding? You said at least 4 months ago before this broke, when they first, Bongino and Patel went on Fox like deer in the headlights and did that, that this is an order from the top and that there are really bad PR advisors to Trump and the FBI. And now that's clearly happened. And you told me on air months later, but privately, you'll never get any of it. And now you've been just like dead on. So there's a lot to unpack there. I know to go into the thought process how you do that, there's so many data points you probably can't even do it. That's the way my brain works too. But just in general, get to the poem, and then I want to get to this clip of Trump yesterday, and why would he engage with the mother of all Streisand effects? It's actually more than four times. He's done major 180s four times. Yeah, go ahead.
It's just flip-flop factory. I'll tell you what, if you want to hold the poem as a kind of as a closing thought, because I do think it ties a lot of this stuff together, we can hold on to it for a second. But I want to tell you why what is going on with the Epstein flip-flops is very much the same situation, at least in my estimation. This is Kyle's analysis. It's the same thing that you just saw with Stephen J. Six Jensen. It's the same story. We're going to talk you into doing something stupid. We're going to have you promote that person. Then you're going to go and you're going to make a reversal. Now you got to go defend things that you have no ability to offend. You're going to look like a fool in front of all your people. It's the same thing that you and I have talked about in person, which is that if I isolate you from your base, if I isolate you from the natural people who would support you, go look at any post that either Dan Bongino or Cash Patel or even that Donald Trump might put out.
You said that over 4 months ago. You said they're being set up with bad advice to be destroyed before they did it.
And then look, a third of the responses on any social media post of any of these people, it does the same thing. People are like, hey, where's the Epstein files? Hey,
so they go get the job and they just listen to whoever was already there. How stupid is that?
It's the dumbest thing ever. It's like but listen, these are people that are paid and their whole life is on the line. I mean, they're incentivized to follow their programming. They're incentivized to support their agency above the Constitution, even.
So when you follow the exact programming, you get promoted. That's why they become robotic.
That's who's there. Listen,
well, how did somebody like you get the FBI that's so amazingly smart? I mean, you are. Let me ask this. How many, percentage-wise, dead reckoning, how many people in the FBI are smart as Kyle Serafin? Because I'd love the FBI was full of guys like you.
Okay, so all right, this is like, that's kind of an uncomfortable question. I have an IQ that's in the 99.9 percentile based on the standardized test that I've taken. So like that's just a data point. Doesn't mean that I do the smartest things ever because I've done a lot of dumb things in my life. But when it comes to academic capabilities, I have a high one. I would estimate that the FBI hires from the 75th percentile and above. So some of my colleagues I would consider pretty dim, but they're smarter than the average person on the street, and therefore they're effective at what they're doing. And your best workers are never going to be guys that are super smart. In fact, those people see all the problems and all the angles, and a lot of, I mean, there's nothing more common than unrewarded genius.
A lot of really smart guys overthink it, but you're
right.
Really smart.
And they can't get any horsepower.
Yeah, no horsepower.
Here's the problem that I had, Alex. I showed up the first couple days. They do a thing called the 1 week. And this is where people who are bright get real in trouble with organizations like the FBI. They love like an 85th percentile guy. Smarter than average, you know, hard worker, competent, doesn't say no, doesn't buck the system. That's your Steve Jensen, the guy who just did what he was supposed to do. That's your Chris Meyer, I assume, who was probably, he was an Air Force pilot, I think. So probably not a dummy, right? Like probably pretty bright. Maybe a 90th percentile guy. But the issue is I showed up the first week and the FBI said we were created in 1908 and we were called the Bureau of Investigation. And I looked at it, my buddy who was sitting next to me, who's another very high performer. And the two of us, like we used to joke, like, how is it that I lost my job at the FBI before him? Because he's more of a wild card than I am. We look at each other and we go, well, if you were created as the Bureau of Investigation and you were officially declared by Congress to be the FBI in 1935, your birthday is in 1935. There's precedent for this in the federal government. The Air Force was created under the Army Signal Corps, then the Army Air Corps,
sure, so
then
it became the Air Force. So day one, they're giving you bullshit.
They're giving you lies right up front. If somebody lies about their birthday, like, why are they lying about something that doesn't matter? They're establishing credibility and bona fides that are all bullshit. And I hate saying it that way, but that's the only way I look at it. That was obvious to me in the first week. I went home to my wife and after our classes were over in the first week. They're not even teaching FBI stuff. They're just saying, welcome to being a federal employee. I said, honey, I'm going to try to do 20 years here, but I think it's going to be a rough go. I don't know if I can find enough small bites to be able to eat a 20-year career. And I turned out like I actually got longer than most people would expect. Anybody who, like, apparently one of my Quantico counselors went forward and was one of the architects of getting rid of the unvaccinated Christians, a woman named Dina Perkins, who's been widely reported in various different news outlets. And she apparently said I was one of the biggest mistakes the FBI ever made. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I was one of the worst mistakes, Alex. I'm a big problem. I think what I did is I embarrassed the FBI because I think critically.
Even Rasmussen, that's the most accurate, and you know, they like Trump overall. They say right. 5 points in his base, 14 points in independence. Just a slaughter, and now he keeps doubling down and flip-flopping the worst activities he could do. And you're saying, obviously it's bad advice to the other people, but I think Trump's doing this himself. What do you think's going on there, and then where do you see this going?
I think this is pride, unfortunately, and I think that this is just the nature of things. Like, I think they're playing Trump against himself, which is that he doesn't like to backtrack. He doesn't admit that he's wrong. Occasionally, if something is not a big deal, but he gets a pushback, he'll fix it early on. But this is far committed. So now he's stuck in this weird vortex of just, no matter what he does, he's not going to be able to unprove the unprovable. You can't prove a negative.
But the more he says don't ask about it, the more they're going to do it. He certainly knows that.
Yeah, of course. And this is what we know about this is what I've been told about what his name is referenced as far as the Epstein files go. The main reference that FBI had about him, which was apparently asked to be redacted, and this is actually not a big deal. He should have just published it. The story goes something like Jeffrey Epstein was interviewed, was complaining, I guess, in writing to either his attorneys or someone that was similar to that, and said, I don't understand why I'm catching such a bum rap. You know, other guys don't get such a bum rap for things that they do wrong. And they mentioned Donald Trump, not that he was involved in children or pedophilia or anything else, but simply that he's, you know, a bad guy, but he doesn't get, you know, caught up in the same way that Jeffrey Epstein was. He's not going to go to jail and end up in this thing. So that was the claim. It was
this
innocuous reference.
That's a huge thing. You've been but nothing but accurate for years. Start over from your sources, because mine were his wife's a hooker that worked for Epstein. That's recycled. That's now come out. They've retracted. I predicted that would happen. Jane Doe's that weren't real people. They've tried that. Trump gets pissed. Oh, my God. They've got this file. Obviously, they spiked it. I think that's reasonable. They did control the file. Let's elaborate. But you're saying from your information, that's it. Elaborate.
Yeah, that was the entirety of it. It's actually what I would call non-derogatory information. That's the way we would categorize
it. Start over. I interrupted. This is important. Walk through it slowly.
Real simply, there was a communication between Jeffrey Epstein. It was either a captured jail call or something to that effect. And he was communicating to someone that he was displeased with the unfair treatment that he got. And he referenced several people who had less unfair treatment than what he was getting. And Donald Trump was one of the names. And it wasn't in reference to like pedophilia in general. It was just about being demonized in public, as far as I understand it. So that was the claim that I heard, that was probably briefed in a much more negative light to Trump by the time it got to him. Because why tell him the truth? You tell him it's something much more salacious. And then he made some decisions based on that information, all of which after that point had been bad. That's the understanding that I have, that it was what I would, again, call non-derogatory information. And every PR move since then has basically locked him into this pattern of behavior where he's going to go back and forth. They've claimed they're going to get grand jury information. The grand jury information was substantially the same as presented in court. All this stuff is actually fairly old. So if there was
sure,
new
what do you
Jeffrey
make of
Epstein
the Republicans,
information,
what do you, subpoenaing all the FBI directors and AGs?
This is executive information. So what are they going to do? Most of them have NDAs where they're actually not allowed to share information because it's not theirs. If they're going to go out there and they're going to call these people, this is all dog and pony to me. You're talking about something that if the Trump administration really wanted this, of course, because look, if there was information that wanted to be released, who's the ultimate authority on declassifying and sharing information in the United States?
Trump.
It's the president. The end. There's no negotiation. So it doesn't matter what Mike Johnson asks for or Chuck Grassley goes for, or, you know, Jim Jordan.
Oh,
you can have
the
all Q-tards. The hearings you want.
Trump is doing this trillion D chess to make the Democrats release it. He's got full control.
He owns it all. Yeah. You don't need somebody else's permission when you're the boss. And so anyone arguing otherwise, look, I think they're trapped in a PR nightmare and they keep making the wrong moves. I think you and I actually gave the best advice early on, which was just stop talking about it and eventually it would go away, or do some wins, or the easiest thing you could do is lay your cards on the table and say, we have been partially honest with you, but I understand why you think we're being deceptive. Let us earn your trust with this open press conference.
Sure. So how did you know 6 months ago when you told me off air and 4 months ago on air, you're not getting anything? How did you know that? And then B, this is killing Trump. What would you advise him to do at this point?
I just watched 5 points, you know, establish the same line of best fit. It was just simple analysis. I'm watching what things are going on. I'm seeing that the people that are setting up the bad decisions inside the FBI, it's personnel decisions. It's not, getting rid of certain people. It's promoting the wrong people. It tells me that the bad advice theater is going on inside there, that they're getting all kinds of like, you know, sort of nefarious actors that are trying to move things the way that they want. They're protecting them. And if you could discredit Donald Trump as you go, then that would be better. You've got an FBI that spent the last, 3 years investigating Donald Trump? If you want to be more broad, you can go back to 2015, 2016. So you could say it's been the last almost 10 years that they've done it in some fashion at some level. But it got down to the street agents by the time you passed 2020. And you got buy-in across the board. I know new agents that just quit. They were like, look, I didn't sign up for any
of
this crap.
Let me raise this. I'm giving a gestalt on this, but I read a lot of history books about the West and, you know, all of it. Native America is very interesting. And Quanah Parker and all that, because I found Comanches very interesting because I'm a little bit Comanche on my dad's side of the family. You couldn't infiltrate the Comanches, they would work with you, but you could actually infiltrate the Apaches and smother us a little bit. If I was going to be the U.S. Army that in a few years is going to declare a new territory and say, you know, Arizona or whatever, which they did, I would go in, establish places selling guns and whiskey. I'd get to know them. I would have, you know, people that have some of the Apaches they work with to get intel. I'd act like they were their friend, and then I would actually use that information. Why wouldn't Akash Patel, even if he's with the deep state or wants to just play both sides, bring in a Kyle Serafin that's proven he knows what he's doing and then use the intel against the deep state? Like, if they were really sophisticated and really evil, I'm not trying to give them pointers here, I'm just being sophisticated, or Machiavelli, why do they think siding with the known bad guys and letting them create the data file to control them is smart? Why would they not get somebody like you who doesn't want to be a double agent but would effectively be that to tell them how the roadmap works? It's so unsophisticated for them to go into this shark's nest, this wasp nest, this barrel of snakes, and do this. It's so stupid. Why did they not, when you offered and they were asking you for help early on, why did they not bring you in?
First of all, I was just amused, but the tactic you talked about, that's what the Jesuits did when they brought Christendom out to a lot of the West. So why would you not have a Kyle Serafin? Why would you not have a Gerardo Boyle or a Steve Friend or someone come in? There's a simple reason, Alex. Whistleblowers are a threat to the integrity of the system because they're not go-along people. They've already shown a propensity against their best interests. For anybody who wants to claim Kyle Serafin was planted by the FBI, at great personal cost to myself, I lost my home, I made my three children and eventually four children homeless.
That's
I don't own the home
thing
that I'm in right
now. People with bona fides are fake.
It's when you find people, when you find people who are willing to basically be the person that jumps on that grenade, be a white martyr, whatever it may be, or say, my principles stand alone. The joke that we used to have is that principles only matter if you have them, right? My buddy Steve says that. That's the case. I said, it shouldn't surprise people in the FBI that when you supposedly are vetting people that they have integrity, it shouldn't surprise you when someone demonstrates a certain amount of integrity. I believed what the FBI was doing was wrong. I started whistleblowing my first year in the Bureau, and I clearly highlighted myself as a problem. We had letters that were written to the Office of General Counsel in 2019 showing that the surveillance program was doing things that were dangerous to the surveillance program, but it was actually just like very administrative type stuff. By the time they started going after Christians or trying to eliminate people for the J6 stuff, and they were saying who's going to be on board and who's not, when they were doing, parental surveillance.
Well, that's my point is, don't they know history? Lying? If they want to protect an institution, you protect it by working with people, like any Green Beret would tell you, with force multiplication. They're only worried about the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy's falling. It's under attack. It'll never be humpty-dumpty. It's never going to put back together again. And I don't think the general government bureaucrat, not just FBI, understands you've lost. It doesn't matter how long it takes. There's no way this gets put back together. Why don't they just come over to our side for reform and be heroes?
You know what? I think the other thing, somebody told me this, is a retired FBI agent said that no one's ever done what I've done, which is that I basically said, you can't buy me. You can't give me my job back and silence me. You can't put me somewhere where I'm going to go away. You can't tell people that I'm a piece of garbage because the things I'm saying are correct. And so nobody's ever gone and said, I'm going to destroy my anonymity. I'm going to destroy any future prospects of working in the job. Like I spent 10 years trying to get to federal law enforcement. I did the military service. I worked in emergency medicine. I went and eventually worked for the FBI. Like I spent a lot of time to get there. Most people won't take 10 years of their life and flush it down the toilet and say, you know what? I'm going to just go and say things that I believe are true. And that's what I've done. I believe they're true. You know, some of the things I've said are probably not true or they've been discredited in some way. But the vast majority of what I've said, I believe them to be true at the time. I said what I believe was true and I'll stand by the things I've said.
Well, you've been questioning about my entire Twitter account. I mean, in closing, we're out of time. Oh, it's coming up. Let me ask you this. Gut level, how do you see this ending? With Trump, because he keeps going. I mean, they're going to have hearings now. He's throwing fuel on the fire.
There's two possibilities. One of them is that we hit the mountain really hard because people don't change course. So we continue to roll in. The midterms are a slaughter. The Democrats tie it up in investigations and subpoenas and distract the American people. And 2025 becomes a coin toss for a very, very weak and terrible party versus, the Republican Party, which is not doing a whole lot better. They're not doing the things they said. Remember, Mike Johnson went in there. The whole thing he said he was going to do was give a single issue, single line, appropriations and spending bills. And they've never done that. They did a big omnibus bill. So I'm not crazy about the way they work.
Just sabotage the recess appointments.
That's right. So one of them is we go and we're going to dive headfirst in the mountain because they're going to keep doing this path. The other one is you pull up. I don't know what the pull up looks like, but it's going to have to involve a change in tactics and a change in trajectory.
And could
you
have Patel to actually start going after bad these people. Deep staters, could that be the beginning of a pull up?
I think that he needs to do a lot more than that. And he also needs to replace the guys like Dan Bongino. Look, Dan Bongino is miserable where he's at. He doesn't want to be there. I don't want him to be there for him as a human being. And I don't think he's good for the country or the Bureau.
Patel's going to pull up. I think the scandal will make Trump pull it up.
Possibly. What that means though is you need to have somebody who knows the FBI that can go in and actually have a real bullshit meter in there that doesn't. And you don't have that currently. And you're not going to get that from the people that have been able to hold on to their jobs. You need someone that's going to disrupt the system. And I would recommend someone that's retired, that's former FBI, not myself. I don't want anything to do with it. You need someone that's got 20 years of experience that worked in headquarters.
No, you're right. We're out of time, Kyle. Thanks
offices.
For almost 2 hours. KyleSerafin.com. Join us again soon next week. Amazing. People can find your podcast. Incredible. This is a huge scandal, but a healthy one. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Ox.
All right. I said I'd play these movie clips, but I want you to see them for yourself. Last hour, I said InfoWars next Wednesday, state court, the same rig court, trying to shut us down. It's like the last Matrix where the robot drills, the Matrix drills are coming down into the base. to get us. That's where we are. There's a short clip of that. Then I want to play the Wrath of Khan clip where Spock doesn't want to die, but they're all going to die if he doesn't do it. It's at that point, don't you want to save everybody, even if you got to die? You got to make the decision. And it's that they fear from Christians. And the thing is, Captain Kirk at the end when he's, you know, doing his funeral says he was the most human person I ever knew, even though he wasn't human. The point is, this is the real human trait. You're not a mindless communist that sacrifices yourself when the commies tell you. It's when God tells you to do it, you do it. And that's what this is all about. Your name, your treasure, everything. End of your life, I'm fully committed. But here's the clip from The Matrix, and we'll go into the Wrath of Khan. Literally, here's the InfoWars crews that come in. We've survived so much, people are like, oh, you're fine. You'll survive forever. Nothing's really happening. We're literally in the bunker with them drilling through the walls right now. It's okay. It'll be a big, spectacular deal. They shut us down. Very good chance it will. And we beat it next week. It's like 2 weeks after that. But it's okay. Just remember you heard this and to find out where we are and then share it. They don't want you to know. And your support is our guns on the enemy. You buy the products at thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene Blue is so good for you. The t-shirts, the books, the films. That's the ammo in our guns. We can keep firing. We'll run out of ammo. You know what happens. You reload our ammo, folks. Here we go. This is InfoWars right now. Put it in post. We post it on X. Go to the Wrath of Khan.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
No response, Admiral.
Scotty, Mr. Sir, get us out of here. Best possible speed.
Aye, sir.
Are you out of your fucking mind? No human can tolerate the radiation that's in there.
As you are so fond of observing, Doctor, I am not human.
You're not going in there.
Perhaps you're right. What is Mr. Scott's condition?
Well, I don't think that he...
I'm sorry, Doctor. I have no time to discuss this logically. Remember...
Sir, the mains are back online.
No! You'll flood the whole compartment to die.
He's dead already.
It's too late.
Anyways, the whole point is that they're going to get our kids. They're going to get the whole species. They're going to get it all. You're not giving anything up fighting these people. You're gaining everything right now. And we know we're up against pure evil. And so all I ask people to do is realize you have everything to lose by not fighting. Who cares what the left or the globalists say? Who cares if they attack you? You want to be attacked by these people. You want to be over the target getting the flag because you know you're doing your job. And that's what this comes down to. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. You'll find the feed on Owen Schroyer's feed. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show. We'll continue to fight on. But they're drilling in right now. And if we have the ammo, we win. If we don't, it's okay. We continue on regardless. We'll be a testament to everybody just like the Alamo. But I need your support now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's the last day to get buy one bottle, get one free. That goes for the T-shirts, everything else. Buy a T-shirt, buy a whatever. You're fools if you don't do it, because we're fighting for our own collective futures together. Stay with us. Watch where it takes over. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.